triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this planet. We welcome you to Radio Biafra live transmission on this very day. Today is the seventh day of February in the year of our Lord 2015. The time here now is very close to 10 minutes past 8 p.m. in the evening. We have been struggling for the past few days to bring you live uninterrupted transmission from this very place. Has been proving very, very difficult. Our lines have been hacked. They have tampered with. They have interrupted our flow of communication from here to London, which we must do before we can bring you Radio Biafra, because our signal travels from here to London and then all the way to our satellite and to the rest of the world. Therefore, and regardless of any difficulties we may have encountered in the past, it is my delight and pleasure to welcome you to this live presentation of Radio Biafra broadcast from the bosom of Biafra land. This very day is a very special day. It is a day that we remember the laying to rest of Professor Innocent Odenigbo, who was up until death a very strong Biafran, and I know even in spirit shall remain so, because now he is resting with Chukwu Abiama. We must pray for the family. We must pray for Monica Odenigbo, the wife. We must also pray for the children. They must be in our thoughts always. This is not a flash in the pan. Odenigbo will be remembered. Odenigbo will be immortalized. We must remember that very great man for his amazing and outstanding contribution to the advancement of this restoration effort in our lifetime. Therefore, we pray that Chukwu Abiama very graciously accept his soul and must keep it in safekeeping until we meet to part no more. This is Radio Biafra. I must welcome you. It is my responsibility and my duty to do so. We hope we will not have much difficulties this evening with the quality of our broadcast. Therefore, I must welcome you there. Please accept us here for what we are and the effort we are making to serve you in truth and honesty. Therefore, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. There are those listening this very moment in the far eastern part of the world who, for some of them, it is their 1 a.m. in the morning, their 2 a.m. or past 2 a.m. in the morning if you're in Indonesia. Those of them in Malaysia, those of them in China, the ones in Taiwan, the ones in Hong Kong, those of you in Japan, all over that very axis, including the people in New Zealand, those of you in Australia, the ones in Singapore, we cannot forget you. All of you are making Radio Biafra what it is. Therefore, Chukwu Abiama must preserve you, because for some, you don't sleep at night all the time. You want to participate all the time. You want to be a part of what we are doing. This is a live presentation, and I must thank my deputy chairman for holding forth for me yesterday when we tried all we could, but the broadcast wasn't possible. But today, we are coming to you live. We are direct, and as usual, we must observe every protocol known to Radio Biafra. Therefore, go and tell your friends and your family. Those of you listening on CHK 97.6, those of you listening via satellite, the ones online through radiobiafra.co, Those of you who happen to be on tunein.com, the ones on ipob.org, those of you on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org, the ones listening to us via rblworld.tv, those of you who are also listening via radioforest.net, radioforest.net, we welcome each and every one of you. Some of us have been very, very lazy. We have not been going out to evangelize, to preach this very gospel that Chukwu Abiama said that we must preach. Despite our shortcomings, despite the fact that we are not worthy, Chukwu Abiama, in his infinite mercy, continues to shower his amazing grace, his amazing blessing upon us, that we may be remain very, very strong and go forth to get this very Biafra, which he taxed us to go and get. That is why we are here. If you hear us mentioning Biafra too many times, try and bear with us. We need Biafra so desperately. We are doing everything humanly possible to ensure that Biafra comes in our lifetime. We are making sure that we prepare our people for what is to come. They have listened to us, those with ears. They have listened. They are now relocating back down here. I saw many of them today in my travels. Those of them that have now abandoned the Mohammedan Emirates of the North. Therefore, as always, and in keeping with our fine tradition, we must, as requirement, offer praise to Chukwu Abiama and say to Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the keeper of all mankind, he that determined that we should come, you will this evening as ever accept our unadulterated praise, our offering of this very sacrifice that is Biafra to you and unto your holiness, unto your supreme and magnificent presence, both in heaven and upon the face of this very earth, that in the end we may not take any glory at all because we are not worthy, that only you, Chukwu Abiama, is worthy of praise. Therefore, every glory, every adoration, every bended knee, every prayer shall go to you. We don't worship idol here. And Janahe Farosi, that is why we are formidable. We have accomplished so much on the ground, which I am not at liberty to talk about. When the time comes, you will know. I don't have to tell you, you will observe. But everything I was mandated, I was tasked to come here to come and do, Chukwu Abiama, being so merciful, we are accomplishing all of them. And to everybody who is privy, by which I mean everybody who knows everything we have discussed, who have attended all our meetings, you must, as a matter of priority and national importance, keep your mouth shut. Don't say anything to anybody. Our work is very, very important. We have gone into a very critical phase of this very struggle where silence is key. I remind people once again that the reason why those of them, what you know as Ben the War Dance, the reason why Izuogu was very, very important, the reason why they fought very gallantly on that very axis, not fighting per se, not a war of conquest, but the same war that the Israelites fought when they entered Canaan, the same thing we had to do when we came upon this very land. You must keep your mouth shut. That is why you use fresh palm fronds to put in your mouth when you are going into battle. You do not speak. You don't talk. We are in that mood right now, and nobody should say anything to anybody, regardless of the temptation. This is Radio Biafra. I must welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, all over this very planet, the commander of all her forces, all of them bar none, and in the same measure, the director of Radio Biafra. By the very special grace of heaven and not of this very earth, I shall and I will remain a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. That is what I was born to do, and this is what I must do, because Biafra ought to be free. Sometimes you must ask yourself, what is my purpose upon the face of this very earth? What have I come here to do? And I can tell you that our volunteers who are this evening resting, for some of them in their new abode, for them they were born for this very purpose, and for them Biafra will come in their lifetime. I have every ounce of respect for them. Everything that I have within me, I use in offering them every support that is necessary, to give them every encouragement that we can muster, to make sure that every necessary equipment is placed at their disposal to ensure they serve their country in truth and honesty, the same way that we are doing here on this very platform that we are Radio Biafra. people listen to us. Do you know that even Nollywood movies, they listen to Radio Biafra and they act their movies based on what we say? I was watching one today where they were basically trying to reenact everything we say on Radio Biafra regarding the Usu issue. Exactly what we say on Radio Biafra, line by line, was replicated. I have forgotten the name of the movie. They went to the king of the village and I was telling the king of the village that there is nothing like a child belonging to Arose or Agbara. I saw the man raping that woman and getting her pregnant. Therefore, the child does not belong to any ROC. There are people right now, as I'm telling you, in the world of arts, confronting some of these demons that have held us hostage for a very long time. Because in the new Biafra, there will be no Osu of any kind. Everybody born of a woman will be equal before God in heaven and man on this very earth. As simple as that. Nobody will be above each other. There will be no caste system of any sort. That is for people who are uncivilized. Caste system is for people who are ungodly. Caste system is for those of them who don't understand what it means to belong to a family where Chukwu Abiama is the king. Nihina Chibweze and not man. Very, very critical we understand this. Therefore, sometimes you may take what we preach here for granted. But the rest of humanity are listening. The world is listening. I can categorically assure you that those of them you don't expect to be listening to us are indeed listening to us. This is Radio Biafra. I must therefore once again welcome each and every one of you. I will wish the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mam Mezu, to please kindly join me via +44208133 9976. That is how the barrister will come to me. And after we must have finished presenting our news headlines and accompanying news summary, that is also the line for some of you to try and get hold of us. I will, before I proceed to bring you our news headlines and accompanying news summary, give you the telephone numbers, which are very, very important. The numbers with which you can contact us and the numbers with which you can make any meaningful contribution live on air you wish to make to the hearing of humanity. Because Radio Biafra is unique and very, very special. There are some people who don't understand what we have accomplished. They think we are like them. We cannot be like them. We don't hear, we don't steal. We don't lie, we don't prevaricate. We must remain incorruptible. Nobody can buy us. Nobody can corrupt us. All the oil wells in the world will not be enough. There is nothing man can do to corrupt us because Chukwu Abiama is our God. Chukwu Abiama is with us. That is why nothing of that kind will ever happen. Nothing will ever happen to make us to deviate, to depart, to turn around from what we are pursuing and start to pursue anything else. Yes, we are not rich. We know that very well. Who was rich is rich. We understand that very well. He has hotels, yes. He has mansions all over the place, yes. He has fleet of cars, of course. He does deal with Nigerian government. We know that. Everybody knows that very well. He is deceiving everybody and deceiving himself. Everybody understands that very well. There is no singular infrastructure you can point to that very idiot can say, yes, I did this. We built a cenotaph which him and his thugs went to. I said to Ohaneze, when you touch anything concerning Biafra, you are digging your own graves. And today, Ohaneze headquarters has been bombed and also they are riven by internal strife, split into two. And people think that Radio Biafra is joking. Do you know what is happening now? Ohaneze is being accused openly for taking 5 billion naira. And who broke that news? Radio Biafra. If you check right, this evening is part of our news. I want to make you understand that people listen to Radio Biafra. They understand we speak the truth. Everything we say here is correct. Abundantly correct. Today, people can talk about Biafra all over the world. Radio Biafra IPOB made that possible. No other group of human beings did. That Biafra is today reverberating all over the world is as a result of the work we have done here and will continue to do. As I said before, if you're an enemy of ours, I feel sorry for you because you will lose. Eventually, you will lose. Here, we don't stop. That is the meaning of the word relentlessness. And in pursuit of that relentlessness, we need to ensure that we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. I never want to bubble. I don't lie, I don't steal, I don't cheat. Therefore, why must I be afraid? People are concerned. They say, oh, your safety. Of course, my safety is paramount. Come up with Chijindo. We know, as I said before, everything that we, every name that we give our children, every name we give to our villages and our towns has a meaning. Chukwu Abiyama said that I should come. And I have come to preach this very gospel. This gospel is what will set his children free. Chukwu Abiyama understands that I have a job to do, and that job I must complete. Because he is not a type of God that fails. I put my trust in no man. I put my trust not in what man can do or say. I put everything I have in the capable hands of Chukwu Abiyama. We understand that very well. Therefore, this army will be equipped before the march. I said it before. We cannot fight like those of them that ended the war in 1970. We will win. We will have enough arms to defeat this very army. I saw them today at Owerri, jumping all over the place. They were jumping all over the place today. I saw them in their convoy running all over the place. And I was asking them, is there any terrorism here happening? Why are there so many of you? Because you are scared. You know what is to come. I am here, say, I'm in Biafra land. And that thing will come. They are conniving with Wasrike and Masop to try and stop us. But we will die with them. We will perish with them. I tell them today, we will die with them. That's what we assure them. If anybody thinks that they can use Biafra to serve our wasaful and interest in Biafra land, you are mistaken. Grossly mistaken. We are not premature people. We don't start anything we cannot finish. That is why Radio Biafra can never close. Never, ever, ever. We want to commence our offensive when we know we can sustain it forever and ever, because I don't want to fight and lose. We must cure Igbo people of all their diseases. That is why we are here, and the truth must be spoken. And I'm very, very glad that today people are beginning to realize the limitations of Ohanaeze, what they have done, and they are being exposed thanks to Radio Biafra and our work here. Thanks to IPOB families all over the world. Those of you that understand the essence of supporting the truth. If you support what we are doing, it means you're a lover of the truth. Nobody can come and say, oh, they lied over there. No, never, ever, ever. Everything we said we are going to do, we have done it. The enemies of Chukwu Abiyama will want to destroy our project. We are very, can I put it, we are too trusting with our cenotaph. We cannot make the same mistake with anything else in our possession. We know what we are doing, and we cannot fail you. Therefore, I know that those of them in Omaha, right now, this very second, is listening to Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6. We are growing. We are expanding. Our relay stations will be everywhere. We will take this fight into the heart of darkness itself. Radio Biafra will broadcast on FM in Lagos very, very shortly. Radio Biafra will be in Lagos very, very shortly. They will understand that I believe in being offensive. I don't sit back. I continue to march forward. And thankfully, the group, the people, the nation that I belong to also believe in marching forward and not going back. That is why IPOB must stand and must remain very, very resolute. Very, very resolute. People will try, they will fail. If you are of the devil, if you are of darkness, if you are an informant, if you are looking for money to sell, if you are looking for information to sell for money because you are very poor, you don't belong here. This is for those of them that want Biafra in truth and honesty. And all of those people that we have been meeting, even those of them crying, tears of joy, saying, I never knew such a time will come. We have come, that Biafra may also come. Not just to come in our lifetime, but to come in truth and honesty. Ezioku, Biafra, ime mmuo na ezioku. A Biafra of sincerity, not a Biafra of fraudsters. You start looking for Biafra to try and make up for any shortcoming. That will not happen here. Here we are dedicated. Here we don't have anything that is true. But David never had anything before Goliath was slain. Did he? This is Radio Biafra. I must therefore this very evening commend each and every one of you that have stood resolutely strong behind what we are doing, because we can never ever fail you. It is inconceivable. We can never ever fail you. I must therefore go to our news headlines and accompanying news summary this very day. We are reporting this very evening, the evening from here in Biafra land of the 7th day of February in the year of our Lord 2015, that Jonathan's 5 billion naira endorsement gift tears Ohaneze to pieces. Where did they get that money? Where did they get the very truth from regarding that money? Because when this news initially broke, when Radio Biafra broke this very news, I did not just say that somebody told me. I was present in front of the person going to discuss the settlement of this very money. I was in his office and he was driving away. I traveled to Enugu and I said to him, where are you going to? He said, it is that money. We need to go and settle it. The person that brought the check wanted 17%. They said, no, they can only give him 13%. That was the problem. So they're going to settle it at 15%. The courier that brought the check, 5 billion. Am I lying? The person cannot deny. Because if they do, I will mention their name live on air. I will give them the date they went to the meeting. And I will also tell them even the dress they were wearing as they were going to this very meeting. Because here on Radio Biafra, we do not lie. We do not lie. And this is Radio Biafra. And also this very evening, with network permitting, because here things happen. I cannot promise anything anymore because here things happen. You may expect one thing and another will happen. Therefore, you must try and bear with us. This is Radio Biafra. We are also reporting today that the police have now impounded a vehicle laden with guns and weapons in Kwara. Mind you, Kwara is a Yoruba territory but controlled by Hausa Fulani, because Hausa Fulani people defeated Yorubas in battle and they took over a Ilorin and Kwara state and turned it into a caliphate or an emirate answerable to the caliphate of Sokoto. That very area is no longer in the hands of Yoruba people. Yoruba people are no longer in control of Kwara state. It is now the exclusive preserve of Hausa Fulani. We are also reporting this very evening that President Obama has been criticized for telling Christians to get off their high horse over Islamic extremism. And once again, I come to you to tell you that we were right. Remember when I told you that Obama was sympathetic to Islam? Some of you went crazy. Oh, he used to go to a church near our school in America. Oh, he's a Christian. I said, you are talking rubbish. You don't know this very man. We do. We have studied him, his utterances, his mannerism. This man killed Osama bin Laden, or ordered for the killing of, in a way to prove that he's very tough on Islam. But deep down, he is a Muslim. And he has come out to tell Americans, to tell the Christians to get off their high horse over Islamic extremism, saying that after all, that people committed crimes in the name of Christ. Yes, but Obama, not public beheadings, not public execution, not putting people in a cage and roasting them alive. Of course, the KKK in America were very bad, the Ku Klux Klan and all the rest of them, the Jim Crow people and all the rest of them, we understand that very well. But at no time did they publicly execute people and post videos about this, such executions. Even at the height of Christian barbarism, that never ever happened. And for those of you talking about the Crusades, the Christians only left Europe. Those of them who are very proud and honorable, they left Europe to go to the Holy Land to go and fight, to pursue Muslims away from the Temple of Solomon. And something to be applauded and not derided. Very, very important we understand that. That is the meaning of the Crusades. Anybody saying anything different is not only misplacing history, but quoting it entirely out of context. The essence of the Crusades was not to go and grab any territory. It was essentially to go and secure the Holy Land. Of course, there are idiots along the way. People are stealing the name of Biafra. We are pursuing Biafra, yes. And that is not going to work. We are encountering problems once again. we are beginning to encounter problems with our transmission. Our signal has once again broken. It has broken. It is our responsibility to fix it, and we must fix it. This is Radio Biafra. Please do not go away. I am not accustomed to play music. I am not accustomed to play music. But today, you may have to bear with us a little bit, because what is happening here is not entirely what we expect. It is not what we expect. If it happens again, we have lost transmission very, very briefly. If that happens again, then we may have to try and restart our system all over again. But for now, we must continue. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we are welcoming you if you're part of us. And we must also remind you that our own very Professor Innocent Odenigbo was laid to rest yesterday. He was laid to rest yesterday, and our prayers and our thoughts are with the family. And his casket was covered in Biafran flag. The tricolor of the rising sun draped his casket. Very, very important. We also understand that. And for those who have been worrying and disturbing us, Odenigbo is presently interned. We must get the grammar right. Presently interned in the USA. Not buried in America. Presently laid to rest in the USA. We are going to bring his body back as soon as Biafra is restored. We bring him back home and give him a proper burial. He is resting in America as we speak. Once we are okay with Biafra and Biafra has been restored, he will come here according to his wishes. This place is so awful that nobody, no sensible person will wish to be part of this very place. This is a devilish, satanic entity. Nobody wants to come here unless it is cleaned out, unless it is purified. We are also reporting that 21 INEC resident commissioners have now rejected the postponement of the elections. They have rejected the postponement of the elections. There were news breaking today in Ugwawosa, in Awosa land, that elections are being postponed. That was not verified. That was not confirmed. We cannot confirm that. But there are indications that the elections may be postponed. We are not sure, because they have been grappling with this very issue. They have been struggling to try and contain it, but this particular effort can never, ever be contained, as human rights groups are now protesting plans to shift the polls. We will go into this in greater detail during our news summary. However, I am slightly disappointed that people don't quite understand the implications of what they're asking for. There are no voter cards, as they have quite rightly admitted. Things are happening here that shouldn't happen. People are dying every blessed day. Bombs are going off. And also people, you must understand this, are running away from their various locations. Of them who are criminals. They have taken money from the politicians. They think they are going to win. These are the idiots and these are the vagabonds. These are those of them that benefit from shortchanging, more or less, the ordinary masses. They are the people who are right now complaining. Very few days to the elections, they have not distributed voter cards, what they call the permanent voter cards. They have not distributed them. How are people going to vote if you have not to help them overcome Boko Haram? And also, some of you may not know this. Some of you may not know this. But some people are also calling for the resignation of the so-called, some of them, I have been distracted because I understand that barrister is trying to get hold of me. I cannot get hold of the barrister on this line. I don't know what is happening. I do not know what is happening. Please, Uche Mefo, if you can, please, please, please inform the very eminent barrister, if you are very close to him. Ask him to come to us via any of the lines we have available. Let barrister come to us via any of the local lines we have here available. That may be the best way forward, because the ones that we have here are unfortunately disappointing us, because the zoo is not. The zoo is not reliable. The network here is not reliable at all, at all, at all. We have people, I don't know if that is the barrister or not. I have somebody on the line. Can you hear me?
Yeah, hello.
Yes, are you Barrister Mamezu? No, you are not the barrister. I am waiting for the barrister to call. As soon as the barrister calls, then I shall bring him to you. Once barrister calls, I will be able to bring him to you. That is the problem we are having here. People don't quite understand it. People do not understand the difficulties that we are experiencing. They don't quite accept it. They fail to comprehend it. I am waiting to speak to the barrister. If the barrister can come to me via any of the studio lines we have here, I will be most grateful. I will be very, very grateful. I will be most grateful, please. I want barrister to try and contact me via any of the lines we have here. And more especially, I want barrister to try and get hold of me via +234 816 86. Our lines, we are breaking before now. It has become even more permanent. It comes and it goes, it comes and it goes. I don't quite know how we are going to manage this. I do not understand how we are going to manage this very problem. This is quite unbecoming, very, very unbecoming. We will try our best and see how we can manage. But our lines keeps breaking. Our lines keeps breaking. We shall see. For those of you previously listening on W...
Director, yes, it's me.
My goodness, me. Please go ahead.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, Barrister. Our lines are awful. They are awful. It keeps breaking.
I know. It's awful. I know, but I'm able to come through.
Go ahead.
Good evening, fellow Biafra's Director. I am at Forest Gate, where we're having a meeting. Here with me, Uchenefo, at the rate of other Biafra's. And we are trying to organize north and the south of London, how we're going to manage it. And everything is ongoing. So at the end, I'll bring you updates. But for now, I will see you. I thank you, Biafrans, our steady listeners, those who have the interest of Biafra at hand, and those who believe in the restoration of Biafra. Good evening to all of you, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. We all thank you, we all owe you our gratitude for the respect you give to Biafra, for the interest you have in the restoration of Biafra. I will also give my own feeling towards our late professor, Innocent Odenigbo, whose own funeral is ongoing today in New Jersey. I felt so bad, I'm not able to be there in the United States after just coming from home. But Mechukwu Abiyama, giving the perfect rest and protect his family, that all our hearts are there with the family of Odenigbo. And we miss him greatly. Director, I believe in Biafra, I believe in our people, and I believe in what you're doing, Director Onwa Nnamdi-Kanu. What you're doing throughout the day, your broadcast has been on. Previous broadcast, I mean, and a lot of people are queuing in and getting in to know what Biafra is talking about. And of course, everything we say, we are always come to fruition. We are not looking back, we are moving forward. I also learned that the election has been postponed.
It has been postponed, Barrister. As I said, Barrister, as I said, there will be no elections and there is none. As we said, there will be none.
Absolutely.
There is none, as we speak. It's been postponed. No elections here, as we said. Our work continues. We must continue our work. Please go ahead.
Director, we've been saying this for the past 2 years. There will not be elections till the 15th. And so it is. We or without our power, he will do it for us. There will not be any election because it will be catastrophic. Biafra must come, Biafra must start. This is our own time. This is our own period. Chukwuabiyama granted us that particular request. Everything we ask for is always delivered before us. Director, you are the commander. You are the chief. What we are doing. And that is how it is. Let me get to you.
Good evening, Barrister, and my greetings to all the family who are gathered right now in the north of London holding a meeting. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Uche Mefo, Barrister Teluche, to announce, and also our admins on Facebook. Anybody listening via rblworld.tv should please switch over to any of the other platforms. I beg of them, especially tunein.com. If you're listening from around the world, this does not affect those listening via CHK 97.6. Doesn't affect those of them listening via satellite, because that very channel is secure right now as we speak. But those of you on any of the websites, please try and look for alternatives. We have loads and loads of them. And we are also seeking to increase our bandwidth to accommodate millions of listeners all over the world. I don't know, maybe, as I keep saying all the time, people don't understand what we are worth. They don't know who we are. They think because we have Igbo names somehow, you know, I said there will be no elections in Biafra land, and there won't be. There will not be. Just watch and see what is going to happen. They have postponed it by 6 weeks, but they should postpone it indefinitely, because they are not capable of holding elections. That is number one. And number two, people want credible people to come. If they bring UN to conduct elections, that is fine. But leaving elections in the hands of people who have been rigging it from day one is unacceptable to anybody. The same criminals, the same fools. At least reason have now prevailed. There will be no elections come this Saturday. The coming Saturday, there will be no elections a week today. As we told you, there won't be any. They'll keep you watch and say, the zoo is finished. This is the end of Nigeria. Nigeria is gone and buried, dead and buried. How will no one at all join to open his synod? You are afraid for what? They have AK-47. We are acquiring our own AK-47. So Britain is not coming to help them. Obama will try and help them, being a Muslim. He will try and help Hausa Fulani to take over. But this time around, we all die here together. I am speaking from Biafra land. This broadcast is coming from Biafra, not from outer space. I'm not in London. I'm not in Europe. I am in Biafra land. I held meetings today in Owerri. Go and ask them. They will tell you. And this work continues. I don't hold meetings. I don't hold talking shops. We are assembling the very best. I said to Chukwu Abiyama, bring out those who will serve you in truth and honesty. And they are coming out. Believe you me, many are coming out, and all pure quality, not rubbish. We said that when Radio Biafra is on the air, the zoo, they run mad. They can't understand. They can't comprehend it. Because right now, in swathes of Biafra land, across territories in Biafra land, people are listening to us on FM. You cannot see our station. It's invisible. Nobody can see. You can try all you can. You can never ever see it. You don't have any station where we are mob. I can even move from where I'm sitting right now and move to the next town and still broadcast. People on FM will hear it. There are not many people who have that technology. If you would like, come and try and see. Try and see and you will fail. Do you know why we are able to do the things that we are doing? Because Chukwu Abiyama is with us and not with anybody. That was the very minute barrister speaking. They are in a meeting in the north of London, assembling our family over there, all over the world. If there is no Biafran family where you are, you start one immediately. And if you have any inquiries here, there is a number to call. 090-9077-6589. +234-909-077-6589. That is the inquiry line here. If you want to inquire about anything, if you have anything to tell me, that is the number to call. People will take your call and they will pass it to me. Go and start a family where you are, there is none. There are those who will try to discourage you. Some of these people, Father by Hausa Fulani, they will try and convince most of you to join them. Because the devil don't want to be in hell alone. It needs converts. Therefore, you people must remain strong and resolute. Enemies will come in all shapes and sizes, believe you me. But ask them, Can you do what Radio Biafra IPOB are doing? The answer is no. They can't. We are the only people to give an infrastructure to our people. Idiots, you ask Wazirike, the fool that he is. Has he been to any UN meeting? The answer is no. What can you point to and say he has done this for Biafrans? Nothing. Only kidnapping. How many people have you killed for Nigeria using the name of Biafra? That is why you will die a very wretched death and vultures will eat your flesh. That is what I'm telling you. I said there will be no election today. They have listened, hearkened to reason. I told them, go ahead next week and men will die. Try it now. You will see how many that will die. Let them change their mind and say, oh, we are going to have election next week Saturday. Men will die. I can assure you, plenty will be massacred. Let them go ahead and try it. We want to let the world know how formidable we are here. Before we came, things were never like this. Now that we are here, they will try to be like us, pretend. Oh, it is not, it's a Biafra Radio 99, Biafra Radio 64, all this nonsense. They flatter us. They tell the world that Radio Biafra is formidable because the world listens to Radio Biafra. Today, I tell you, they have postponed elections by 6 weeks. And that will be indefinite. Because reason prevailed. All of them were saying, you must hold it. We came on Radio Biafra and marshaled out the points as to the reason why the election cannot hold. Hold it and men will die. And they listened. Very, very simple. I want you to go to any other channel and tell me, those of them that started to campaign, the election should not hold before now. Not just for any sake of it, but because this very place is ripe for explosion. And it must explode. That is a guarantee. All the idiots working for Nigeria, we know where you are, we know who you are, and where you are resident. We know that very, very well. When we commence, you can't stop us. Nobody can. If you run to Sokoto, to Sultan of Sokoto, we'll find you there. All of you. If you know you have Biafran blood in you, go and join the nearest IPOB close to you. We are not criminals, we are not kidnappers, we are not vagabonds. We are the children of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiam. For that, you will remain blessed. This is Radio Biafra. I will continue with the presentation which I was doing before I gladly and very graciously accepted the telephone call of His Very Grace Himself, the distinguished barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. They are in a meeting, but we must continue because we are Radio Biafra. February 14th, elections postponed by 6 weeks, according to breaking news. As reported earlier, Ohanaeze took $5 billion to endorse Jonathan. That is why the administration of Gariwe doesn't want to come to an end. They don't want to end it. They were the people that took the money, and they know where it went to. I know they took the money because one of those that attended the meeting told me about it before. I was in his office when he went to the meeting, so he told me where he was going. Boko Haram planned to attack the whole country after Abuja, according to Jonathan. And they are right. This place is dying, decaying and dying, and must come to an end, and rightfully so. As quickly as possible, the zoo must disintegrate. The zoo must come to an end. We are also reporting as well that the security chiefs must resign for failing in securing the nation ahead of election. When you see them in their convoy, you're all over the place making noise. These vagabonds cannot stop a ragtag Tuareg army. They cannot stop a ragtag army without any border. Boko Haram is in Borno State. They are a state of origin, so to speak. Or they are the origin of their trouble. Boko Haram is not bothering any sea. They say Cameroon is fighting Boko Haram. Chad is fighting them and the zoo is fighting. Which means they are cornered on all sides, including the Niger Republic. Is that correct? How come Boko Haram is still active? There is no international, there is no country that is friendly to Boko Haram, so to speak. They are surrounded by enemies, but they are striking every blessed day. You have gluttons, oversized, overweight, fat men with pot bellies. The only place in the world where a general is nursing a pot belly, like a 9-month-old pregnant woman. A pregnant woman who is 9 months, so to speak. I want those of you who are keen on research. Even Norman Schwarzkopf, the storming Norman that fought the first Iraq war, under the old Bush. He was big, Norman Schwarzkopf, but it was his height and his build. When you see him, you know he's a general. Please go and look at the chief of army. Is this chief of army staff or chief of naval staff? You want to... They don't look like soldiers. With pot belly. The chief of air staff cannot climb into a cockpit of an aeroplane. He cannot fit into a cockpit. He is the chief of air staff. When you hear chief of air staff, you think he's a human being. A rotund, over-bloated, oversized idiot. All they know is to go to Abuja and share money. They cannot fight. This army cannot fight. They intimidate civilians. That's what they do. So, pack well, clear well. They only intimidate people who are not armed. Any day we become armed here openly, they will run away from our land because we will give them a hell of a fight. As I said to the traitor, Wazurike, we will fight. We are not fighting so they can give us oil well, you see. We are not fighting so we can go and build hotel behind Concord Hotel in Owerri. We are not fighting for Biafra so they can give us money to go and build houses everywhere, no. Or build hostels, no, not at all. We are not fighting for Biafra as a gimmick, sit at home, sit under the tree. That is rubbish. We are fighting for Biafra to win, that Biafra may be free. Remember that. Always remember that. The reason why you're alive is so that you can see what can be accomplished in with truth and honesty and not with lies and deception. The security chiefs of the zoo must resign according to civil society. Heavy military presence deployed around the zoo ahead of ruling party forced election postponement. Everywhere they are deploying troops. As I told you, I saw them in Owerri. Now the news in greater detail. We must bring you the news in greater detail this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. Everywhere around the world, people are listening to us this very evening. We must apologize that we haven't been able to come to you for the past few days. And some people will sometimes say, oh, but we have gone. It's because of the bandwidth. Millions are listening all over the world. Some under the bed. Some are at their workplace. They put their earpiece inside their iPhone or any of their Android phones. They put it inside their ears and they are listening. They are listening to us because we are preaching this very gospel in truth and honesty. They are listening to us because, as I told you, everything we say on Radio Biafra comes to pass. Everything. Bar none. There will be no elections. That's what we said. They have postponed it. If they go ahead with it, men will die. As I told them. People think that, do something. Ayana has why yeba. Oh, if you want me to support you, go and do something. Let us hear a bomb explode somewhere. So if a bomb explodes, then you give me money. Every other rat will come now start building bombs to go and explode so you can give them money. And as I hear whatever. There has to be strategy and planning. You not only plan for yourself, you think also what your enemies are going to do. That way you stay ahead of them all the time. I have studied what happened between 66 and 70 over and over again. I know why we failed. And I am not prepared to repeat the same mistakes of the past. Impossible. Impossible. I won't do it. As I said, 60% of the arms we need, we manufacture here. That's what I said. And we are doing it. And 40% will be imported. That's what I said. And that's exactly what we're going to do. So we don't have to rely on people to do anything for us. Here we are blessed. Uche Mefa is not an engineer, but he can make a radio station talk. Most of you are doctors, architects, because naturally inside that is who you are. Bright Chimezie can build a house. He's not an architect. Architects are... there was a place I saw today, he was critiquing a building. Somebody came out and said, please, can you teach me? And that person... is a civil engineer. Bright Chimezie is not. But the man is begging for Bright Chimezie to teach him how to build beautiful houses. Because he builds very fantastic houses, of course. Why? Because he's the child of Chukwu Abiyama. That's how you know them. This is Radio Biafra. I will proceed, please, to bring you the news in greater detail. And please, all our admins on Radio Biafra, RBL, please, let people understand that www.rblworld.tv was switched off. We switched it off deliberately to maximize the strength flowing into our FM stations, flowing into our satellites, and also to all other platforms. Very, very key. Please, let them relocate and go somewhere else. Very, very important. This is Radio Biafra. February 14 elections postponed by 6 weeks. There are unconfirmed reports, or reports rather, that the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, has decided to postpone the February 14 presidential election and legislative elections by 6 weeks. According to AP, Associated Press report, this development is to enable multinational force time to secure Boko Haram threatened areas in the northeast of the zoo. Most of you don't learn from Radio Biafra, but I suggest you start doing so today. Do you know why they postponed these elections? For a very simple reason. It's because of the reason put forward here on this platform that you cannot seek to be the president of a country when there are some places where elections did not take place. A very simple, very potent argument. And that was what wanted. As simple as that. You cannot say you are the president. It means that if you go ahead and conduct elections without voting in Borno State, in Adamawa, and in Yobe, those three areas can break away from the zoo on their own and say, I didn't vote for you. That was what wanted. And that is the reason that they gave to Associated Press, AP, of Europe. That is the reason they gave to them for postponing the elections. And if you go and check every media outlet in the whole world, not one single person came up with this very logical argument. Never. Only on Radio Biafra. I said, go and check it everywhere. I want you to trawl through the archives of every major organization covering this very crisis. They will tell you. None of them came up with it. Only here on Radio Biafra. An unnamed official told AP that millions would have been disenfranchised if the polls were conducted as initially planned, while the insurgents continue to control some cities in that region with over 1.5 million people displaced from their homes. More military strikes are expected in the coming days, even as troops from Chad and the zoo have forced the extremists from a dozen towns in recent days. Very simple logic. I never knew that these people are capable of reasoning. Or maybe the white people listening to us must have told them. This is a very compelling argument. You cannot. In the whole of America, one ballot box. I did not say violence. One single ballot box in a polling booth stopped the announcement of the president of the USA. Only when Supreme Court said no, did they announce George Bush as the winner. Is that true or false? If one ballot box in a democracy can stop, because people don't know the meaning of democracy. They think they say, give us rice to eat, give us fertilizer, give us some carrot, give us a watermelon, and then we vote for you. Rubbish. Election means that everybody registered to vote must vote, or they decide voluntarily to stay at home and not to vote. But if you stop somebody actively from voting, you must pay the full price. As simple as that. You cannot conduct elections with three states missing from it and claim you're a president of a zoo. It's impossible. Mathematically impossible. Because election means mandate to give somebody the authority to govern you. That's the meaning of it. If I have not given you that authority, you cannot exercise it. You can't. And that would have been a moral victory for Boko Haram, which I wanted so badly. I wanted them to go ahead with it. And then in their next life, because most of them will be dead, including INEC officials, in their next life, if they hear of a place called Nigeria, they will wish their parents never gave birth to them. This is Radio Biafra. There are unconfirmed reports that the election has been postponed, according to Associated Press. They may go ahead and fix it because Jonathan have now deployed his troops. Who knows? They may say next week they go ahead. You go ahead next week and men will die. As simple as that. Jonathan's 5 billion naira endorsement. Once again, another news that broke on this very platform. Nobody else reported it. I keep saying it. Nobody else, apart from Radio Biafra. None of you knew that 5 billion was given to them until we announced it here. And people still stand up and say, oh, what have they done for us? You don't know that we set the agenda in the zoo? That we set the political agenda in the zoo? The fact they don't come out openly to give us credit is neither here nor there, because at the end of the day, everything gravitates backwards towards what we said on Radio Biafra. That is why when people speak on Radio Biafra, the whole world is listening to your voice. Everything you say, they capture it. Most of you don't know that, do you? Here's another confirmation that Radio Biafra is where people go to gain knowledge about things they don't know about. There is no other radio station on earth like Radio Biafra. None whatsoever. Ekebenko. Enwo Egariwe has denied receiving such money. Nivin, Northern States chapter president, stranded in Enugu. Igbo leaders kick against endorsement gift while youths rejoice. Ohanaeze Elders Council condemn endorsement of Jonathan. Sosondiwo. One group is Jonathan. One group is Buhari. The other one Buhari's wife. The other one Buhari's daughter. They don't know what they're doing. When I criticize these people for their hopelessness and stupidity, or people, some of you don't understand what I mean. It's not because there is some kind of innate hatred for Igbo people. No, I don't. I'm Igbo. Or I speak Igbo language. But I'm a Biafran, of course. The thing is that the people tasked with taking care of the activities of these very people are very, very foolish. They are very, very hopeless. That is why this is happening. Do you know that Ohanaeze and the Toronandi Beriben and the Ocean and the Ama, these bunch of old idiots without brain, chasing crumbs falling off the master's table. Most of them claim they were very, very successful. Most of them claim, oh, we are very, very, rich. I'm getting a report this evening. Reports from Lagos added that fighting has started in Ajegunle after election postponement announcement. There is fighting in Ajegunle is being reported. The zoo breakup is beginning, 2015. The zoo is breaking up. I need confirmation of this. In Ajegunle, there is a fight going on at the moment, and you know who they are going to kill. Surprise, surprise. In the Igbo, they will kill Igbo people there, as always. Because they have no guns and ammunition. None whatsoever. The news in greater detail, please. About Ohanaeze stealing money. Just a breaking news. We need more confirmation from Ajegunle. Call your people in Ajegunle and ask them if they can confirm that the fracas has now broken out, and that is the disintegration of the zoo has already begun. Pandemonium broke out at the Ohanaeze Ndigbo Secretary General on Tuesday during the sharing of the huge sums of money given to a Egariwe-led leadership of the body for endorsing Jonathan's second term. Many persons who were at the endorsement venue smiled home with some tens of hundreds of thousands of naira, and a few got some millions of naira. Some obviously greedy beneficiaries of the Ohanaeze National Cake, who felt shortchanged in the sharing formula, had revealed to members of Ohanaeze Elders Council and other Igbo leaders in Nigeria and diaspora that Jonathan released 5 billion naira and their leaders hid more than 80% of the money for themselves while releasing pittance to them. Ndi Bonego. Money. Now you understand why they find it difficult to contribute towards the defense fund. There is something about these people and money. These people scrambling for 5 billion naira, disgracing themselves and their names and their families and not all of us. One oil well in 1 week can give you such amount of money. And who owns the oil wells? Hausa people, Fulani, Yoruba. These bunch of hopeless, idiotic men are scrambling all over the place for 5 billion naira. They have split. Even the young, you think that the youths will go there, Umukurabia, and say to their elders, what you're doing is wrong. They go there, if you give the 5,000 and they just jump away. I will say, manyaro. All this nonsense, I will say, pregnanted their wayward mothers that gave birth to them between 60 and 70. Nonsense in Awosa to Rimia. Idiots. People who cannot reason properly. I told you about Ndibu. Anytime I say something, it is correct. Correct. I say factually correct. You may not like it. You may be angry with yourself. Oh, why is he saying that? Why is this man always... Some of them call me boy. I'm a man. Why is he always saying, look at it now? I couldn't have ever known Hannes and Darren and the Bariban and the Ushi. I ban a ego, the bonego, penny penny afwaf, make ego, without shame and honor. I thought you said you're rich. Oh, I was a general manager of ACOA before I came to Hannes. Why are you chasing after peanuts? Why? They opened Minaj at Obosi to fight Yoruba media hegemony. No Ohanaeze person contributed one dime to support Minaj. Minaj started satellite broadcasting. For those who don't know, an Igbo man started satellite broadcasting in Obosi, not in Lagos, not in Abuja. Do you know Igbo men that had the money did not support him? And after that, AIT came out. Do you know how much Obasanjo paid for AIT to write off their loans? Do you know how much Obasanjo gave to AIT founder? You don't know, and you don't want to know. Ndibo, Dayide Minaj died. That was when I knew that this race has a mighty problem. Ndibo, they have a very serious problem. I tell you. When I tell you before, you don't believe me. Oh, napari Ndibo. Look at it here now. 5 billion kuna bossa kokoko. Disgracing yourselves. Shameful, useless men without honor. Election has been postponed. Next year, they will support Yaradua's fifth daughter. Chekwa Sokoli, your own son, is running for the presidency. Do you know that? Ohanaeze Ndiara, Nandiyoshi, Nandiyipelibe. Ndiya Atro Furuzo. Do you know that your own son, Chekwa Sokoli, is running for the presidency? Ohanaeze is so stupid. Ohanaeze, do you know that if all of you come out today to support Chekwa Sokoli, you will get more than 5 billion? Do you know that? Do you know if you all come out and say we are, it's called leverage. If you say we are going to support our own son, Chekwa Sokoli, do you know you get second Niger Bridge, even a third one if you want? But because you're foolish. Politically, you don't know how to calculate. Yoruba is always in opposition and they get everything. You don't understand how politics work. Some of you, you think you have sense. You don't have any sense. You can't reason properly. You think, oh, because you can do buying and selling, because of that, somehow you're clever. No, you are not. If all of you come out to support your own son, anything you ask the Zulu government, they will do for you. It's called political leverage. But at least you listen to Radio Biafra, we'll teach you here. What you don't know, we'll teach you. This is where we are educated. Not Toronto, a forged certificate. Rubbish. We are learned. We are learned. If you're strong, come out and debate. Come out and debate. And if you ask me, oh, but what have you done for your people? I say, because of us, there is Biafra all over the world. Is that an achievement? Because of us, at least they have postponed the election, haven't they? Because of us, the world knows that Igbo men are useless, collecting money behind closed doors to betray their people. Without us, there'll be no infrastructure. Without us, people in Chile right now cannot be listening to news coming from here. That shows we are formidable. Can't you see it? But of course, buying and selling. You will not see it. I don't expect you to. Boko Haram plan to attack whole country after Abuja, according to Jonathan. He is now saying it. We must bring this news to you in greater detail. Jonathan, the man, when he goes to Kanuri, he dresses like a Kanuri man. He goes to TV, he is the TV man. He goes to middle belt, he wears belt in the middle. He goes to south, you start looking for him. Even Mrs. Jonathan is looking like a human being. These people. President Goodluck Jonathan on Saturday said various attacks by Boko Haram in Abuja were planned to extend to parts of the country with the intention of bringing down the nation. He said this when he attended the revival service of the Lord's Chosen every time he's in a Pentecostal church. He went to Lord's Chosen Charismatic Revival Movement at its headquarters in Ijesha in Lagos. The idea of the group was to start from the center of the country and then move to bring the whole country down. Jonathan was quoted as saying by the News Agency of Nigeria. He listed the United Nations building, police headquarters, army barracks, market, and Nyanya Motor Park as some of the places the terrorist organization attacked in the federal capital. He, however, said that the efforts of the federal government had curtailed the spread of the attacks to other parts of the zoo, except in Borno, Adamawa, Yobe states. Those three states I keep mentioning all the time. The no-go areas. The zoo president and the zoologist said that the insurgency and terrorism were global phenomena that were not peculiar to the zoo, but added that with international collaboration, the armed forces would defeat the who had with is it minima armed forces. One, a man who cannot fit into a car. He is so fat and so bloated. Chief of Air Defense Staff, rubbish. Where are your aircrafts? You were promoting somebody. You would have thought that promoting somebody to be the chief of air staff, the person would know how to fly an aircraft, isn't it? In an emergency, you're a general. When they have killed all your troops, you jump into an aircraft and fly it. The Jordanian king flew to go and attack ISIS in an aircraft. Here, even the chief of air staff cannot squeeze into a cockpit because he's so fat from stolen money. People without shame. People without shame. When it comes to civilians, you're all strong men. When you arm people, you run away. You meet armed men, you run. You meet people coming back from the market after the sun must have finished beating the daylight into them. Was and hish. The car isn't properly. Park well, clear well. Inner light, outside light, under bonnet light, oil light, brake light, everything, you must turn it on. Harassing people on the road. And you call yourselves soldiers. On the road, harassing civilians you are meant to be protecting. Yet you've not won any war outside. Mad people. The zoo is a zoo. He's going to Lord's chosen. He will tell you the Lord has chosen him. The zoo security chiefs must resign. Look at them, bloated men. Bloated. These people, I can't understand it. I don't know who appoints them. Anyway, of course, is who can bring money in, you know, who can bring in the largest money? Who can we give bribe to and compromise him so he will not implicate us? The Nigerian Civil Society Situation Room, this afternoon, Saturday the 7th of February 2015, met with the chairman of the Independent National Electoral Commission and with all its 12 national commissioners in attendance. At the meeting, INEC chairman Atahiru Jega conveyed that he had received a letter from his security service advising that he postpone the general election on the grounds that the security agencies were engaged in a renewed battle against insurgency in the northeast that would require their full concentration. In the letter, the military was demanding a rescheduling of elections by at least 6 weeks in the first instance. That is the grammar. In the first instance, it will go on indefinitely. And I tell you something. They said they are fighting Boko Haram. That there are renewed insurgencies going on all over the place. And that they, the security people, are now demanding a postponement. But I want to tell you something. Because this timetable was agreed and set in motion, it became law, more or less. It is not in the gift of INEC or Jonathan to postpone election because it has what is called national importance and significance. For those of you who believe in the zoo, I don't, I'm a Biafran. We are only educating them, please. Don't mind us. What should have happened is it would have required an act of parliament, a bill passed in the House saying, because this zoo is in peril, we recommend that election be postponed. Not on the recommendation and advice of the service chiefs. It will be an emergency bill. Oh God. Unyanya Biafra, you see what we'll do with it. In Biafra land, you don't shortchange the law. The law is the key. When everything else fails, the law will protect you. In other words, before you move, an election is not in the gift of the president to move or INEC. No, it is of national importance. Therefore, it will take those of them elected to take care of the affairs of ordinary people to decide what happens. An emergency bill should have been introduced by Jonathan to the House, Senate, and House of Reps, saying, in view or in light of so and so advice, please legislate on an emergency basis that election be postponed. That is what you do in a civilized country. That goes to show that the zoo is not a democracy. People think that democracy is just about voting for somebody into office. No, it is not. It is not. Democracy is about obeying the law, and it's called rule of law. It means you allow the law to take precedent. Not Jonathan ruling, no. The law must rule. What is the law? Before you move election, anything of national significance, you must obtain permission of the people through their elected representatives. We're teaching them too much, aren't we? But we're telling the zoo, that is how Biafra will look like. You have to go to parliament to go and obtain order. You have to go to parliament to go and amend the law. You just don't wake up in the morning and decide to change everything. That is impossible. Something that will not happen. The convert to INEC is disappointment with the letter from security agencies pointing out that this amounted to the military abdication of constitutional duties to provide security. Of course, the people you are tasking to provide security, they are not capable. Why? Because the zoo is not a country. Nigeria was never a country and can never be. Nigeria is a geopolitical contraption. Even the little white girl recognized that in her book. Even Awolowo said the same. The mass murderer said the same thing. Even Gowon said the same thing. Even the Sadwana of Sokoto, Ahmad Bello, said the same thing. Even Oyibo, white people, said the same thing. Now, everybody knew that Nigeria can never be one country and was never. Now, how do you explain this? You have a Fulani person in Sokoto. Across Niger, in Niamey, there are Fulani people. Across in some parts of Chad, there are Fulani people. Yoruba, the same thing. In the zoo, here, you have Yoruba in Badagry. You have Yoruba in Badagry, also in Benin Republic, in Cotonou, Porto-Novo area. They speak Yoruba. They eat the same food. They dress the same way. Yoruba is their language. In the northeast, western part of the zoo, the same thing obtains. Now, how do you leave your fellow Fulani person in Niger Republic? You run all the way to Abak in Akwa Ibom. And you're looking for somebody from Anang as your relative. Does that make any sense to you? Why are you not in the same country with somebody that speaks Awosa Fulani language? Nachinama. Why are all of you not in the same? Because no, the white man came from Europe, and because we are monkeys, the white man said, "Oh, do you know something? You are Fulani and you're also Fulani, but one should be French and one English." And you all agreed. That is the starting point of your stupidity and your backwardness as black people. Why did they divide the Fulani? Before the white man came, all Fulanis, we are one. They drive cattle from place to place. They drink the milk and the blood of the cattle. That's all they do. They look for where the grass is green and they sit on the floor and eat. That's been their life. Then you brought those people into a country that includes the children of God. How can you do that? And British people are today laughing at everybody. You know, black people from our Kande region. And many years ago, I made a submission to AU. Then OAU, they called them before they changed their name. It's just like they copy everything. You know, you have the EU, European Union. Before it was the EEC, they were answering OAU. Now they are the European Union, they are now the AU, African Union. Remember in those days, there used to be what is called, what was that cup called again? Winners' Cup. They copied after UK. They have, you know, there were two cups. They copied after the European football arrangement. One was the African champion, and the other one was the another trophy that those that won the national, the FA Cups in their respective countries will compete for. I know IICC Shooting Stars of Ibadan won it once, and I know Rangers won it as well. Not the big one, but the smaller one, the smaller cup. The same way you had the UEFA Cup and our Champions League. Now they introduced Champions League in Europe, Africa, CAF copied Champions League. There is something about black people that lacks originality. You love copying all the time, and you don't make anything of it. The reason why I am saying this is that there is this tendency to copy. Tendency to copy. Because the white man has chief of defense staff and must have chief of defense staff. Even though the white man's chief of defense staff is working very hard and doing something proper, you want to copy. But can you do what they're doing? The answer is abundantly no. No to that. Nigeria was never a country. Please. I beg people who understand simple English and logic. It was never a country. It was created by the white man to make all of you slaves, which you are today. That is why you don't have electricity. You can never develop. You can never grow out of your shells. You will always continue to turn out to be criminals. All of you. All of you. Bar none. Including Jonathan is a rogue. His refinery is in Namibia. He knows we know that very well. Don't he know that? Jonathan's money is in Namibia. If you're looking for Jonathan's money in Switzerland, in America, as Tinubu, no. Jonathan's money is in Switzerland. Sorry, is in Namibia. That of Abacha, Buhari, Babangida, Switzerland. Some of them in Liechtenstein. Some of them in Belize. That is where the money is. Some of them in Austria. Obasanjo's money is in Austria as well. His investments are in Austria. Ask them if we are lying on Radio Biafra. And Tinubu is the most corrupt of them all. 15 bank accounts. Bola Ahmed Tinubu, 15 bank accounts. These are the corrupt idiots. Why do they exist? Without the white man, would you know who Tinubu is? He's a Yoruba man. He's in Yoruba land. That is to tell you how wicked the British were. Very, very wicked. I accept that the natural progression or the emergence of a nation comes through war and conquest. I don't deny that. That is a normal fact of life. The same way Fulani conquered Hausa, I have no problem with that. They allowed themselves to be conquered. But for a white man to come here and conquer us and then hand us over to infidels is something I can never accept. Never, ever, ever. If Hausa wants me to be Hausa, let them come and conquer us themselves. They conquered Yoruba, nobody's complaining. Half of Yoruba is Islam. I'm not complaining about that. But for British people to conquer me and then hand me over to Hausa to manage for them, unacceptable. Death is better. That is something people don't understand about us. They think we are doing Imanandibu. You are mad. We are not Igbo people. We are Biafrans. We speak Igbo language. That is something you must understand. We never change. People change, but not us. We don't change. We don't move. You do. We don't. Heavy military presence deployed around the zoo ahead of ruling party first election postponement. Election postponed. Postponed. They know that. Go ahead with it and then men will die. The PDP government of the zoo has ordered heavy military deployments across the nation. Military deployment. The country is not under threat, so to speak, from external forces. The country created by the British is not under threat from anybody from Cameroon, from Chad, no. But they are deploying troops in their own land. There is no national emergency. The national emergency was created by the same people deploying the army. The same people deploying the army created the problem. And for those of you who don't know, we went to school. I don't apologize for that. We are learned people. You don't deploy army in peacetime in a country. You don't. Army is meant to defend a country or a nation against external aggressors. Against external attack. That is the meaning of an army. An army is not deployed to come inside the villages and be harassing ordinary women carrying ogo, vegetable, from the farm. But will you understand? I don't think so. Black people to understand logic? No, it's impossible. I don't expect them to. I don't expect them to. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. We are also simulcasting on CHK 97.6. We are also on satellite. We also happen to be on www.radiobiafra.co. We are on www.ipob.org. We are on indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We are also on biafratelevision.co. We happen to be on tuning.com, on radioforest.net. Go to all those places, people in Aba, Omuanya, Olu, Mbano, all over the place, over the West, I hasten to add. They are all listening to Radio Biafra live and direct, all the way from Abo to Asaba, to some parts of Onitsha. People are listening to us on CHK Net 7.6, and many more is coming. We will sink this zoo with the truth. So says Yoku Kanyiji. You may lie against us, but over time, truth will prevail. I said, there will be no... Do you have election now? Is there any election that says no? Does it mean we are right all along? We see things that people cannot see. Ordinary people cannot see it. You can't see it. I am at home in Biafra land at so-called election time, preaching this very gospel. Have they not postponed it? Of course they have. They said in the first instance, the army said, for those who understand English language, in the first instance, which means it can continue forever. And they said, army will take over. Army will take over and we'll fight them. It doesn't matter who takes over. We'll fight whoever takes over. Let me see how they will deploy Biafran sons and the army to come here and shoot us. I want to see that family. Then your family will be cleansed from the face of the earth. Whatever they are. They think we are joking. They are mad. The revolution is on. They must join us. IPOB is the standard bearer of this very revolution. If you follow criminals, that is your business. IPOB, that is the banner. They gave me a flag which I take to war, and that flag we will take to war, no matter where it is. They have sold it to Nigerian government, but we will find it. And then carry it into battle. Mad people. They think we are joking. Oh, Wazuriki, have they not postponed the elections now? We have not even fought them. They've postponed it. Talk less of when we march. The zoo will fall. And they are indeed believe. They think we're joking. Obama has been criticized for telling Christians to get off their high horse over Islamic extremism. Obama is speaking. President Obama has enraged American Christians by urging them not to get on their high horse over atrocities committed in the name of Islam. Speaking at the National Prayer Breakfast with the Dalai Lama in attendance, Obama said people should consider the history of terrible deeds committed in the name of Christ before describing violent extremism as a problem exclusive to Islam. On religion's ability to inspire both compassion and murder, the president said humanity has been grappling with these questions throughout human history. Unless we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ. Yes, I agree. But let us analyze what they did. No, let me finish what Obama said before I analyze that. In our home country, Obama is saying, slavery and Jim Crow all too often was justified in the name of Christ. Obama, let me start with the last. Slavery was not caused by white people. Obama, I hope you're listening very, very carefully. And every other black person in the world, stupid enough to blame a white person for slavery. I state here on Radio Biafra, in my opinion, of course, not the editorial board's opinion of Radio Biafra. Black people are responsible for slavery. How? Are your legs and your hands broken? When the white man came, only 5,000 of them, why couldn't all of you fight them? What were you doing? If you remain docile, it means you want to be conquered. I remember once somebody giving a speech before 2022, but he said, if you drop your weapons, you will die. If you drop your weapons, your men and your children will die. Your wives will be carted off as slaves. You must... What is wrong with black people? You must fight for honor and dignity. It doesn't come cheap. Nnamdi Azikiwe drank tea and gave you political independence, not freedom, from the British. And you were jumping up and down. Genuine freedom comes through sweat and blood. For your information, go and read history. Black people, through their stupidity, cowardice, and imbecility, allowed a few white men to come here and take us as slaves. 5,000 white men enslaved the whole of Africa. You must be ashamed of yourselves, all of you. You don't feel ashamed to come out and say, another man took you as a slave. Are you not an idiot? Another man took you as a slave and you have the temerity to stand up and talk about it. Are you not a human being? What is in that man that is not in you? What is it? You cannot fabricate guns to fight back? Have you not read the history of Japan? Why can't you fight back, you idiot, complaining, black man? You are a slave. Mad people. You caused slavery, not white people. White people, as life is, took advantage of what they had. Today, right here now in the zoo, men are taking advantage of each other. Igbo people selling their babies. You are selling a child to make money to buy Wivon, Igbo girl. Why? Because that child cannot defend him or herself. You are taking advantage. The white man took advantage of you. Fulani took advantage of Hausa. They conquered Hausa. Hausa took advantage of Yoruba cowards and they conquered Yoruba. That is how life is. If you are stupid and you let yourself open, people will turn you into slaves. You allowed yourself to become a slave or enslaved, as the case may be. And you are blaming the person. Are we not running to Europe now to take advantage of running water and electricity? Do we not struggle to get into Europe and drown whilst doing so? Have you forgotten that we scramble to America looking for American visa? Are you not trying to better yourself? Are you not trying to take advantage of yourself? That was the same country that enslaved you, yet you are running to America asking, begging for American visa. Obama is a fool. There is something called context, and I expect a professor of law to understand that. Context is the word. Look at atrocities committed by Christianity. He talked about the Inquisition. The Inquisition was when Jews were killed in Europe, in Spain in particular. Because one Good Friday they said, oh, you crucified Christ. Because of that, we're going to kill you. Yes, we understand that. Very, very bad indeed. Because men, we are backwards. At the same time that Obama, you're a black, I mean, they say he's black, but let's for the sake of argument, say he's black. You're from Africa. There was a time that black people ate black people. That was cannibalism. For your information. But it is the natural, listen very carefully, Obama, it is the natural progression of that particular thought process or ideology that makes it out to either to be primitive, crude, or refined and pure. Christianity, regardless of every fault you can level against Christianity, there has been constant progress towards tolerance. Obama talked about crusades. The white ruling families of Europe sent their first sons to Jerusalem to go and fight, to free Jerusalem. Today, I hear idiots telling me, the original owners of Israel is black. Where were you? Did you fight for Jerusalem? Black people, did you fight for Jerusalem to be free? You never did. White uncircumcised Caucasians did. Today, Hebrews are doing it. Can you do it? Because we are a bunch of cowards talking rubbish. And Obama is no exception. I have said it before, and I'll say it again. It is not time for a black person to be the president of the USA. We are not qualified yet. And Obama will be the last if care is not taken. The way we reason frightens me. It frightens me to compare Christianity. Even as at the time Christians were committing these atrocities that pales into insignificance compared with the barbarism of ISIS and Boko Haram, there were voices within Christendom saying what you're doing is not good. How many kings in Arabic world can come out and say what you people are doing is not good? Jordan only rose up because a Jordanian pilot was killed. Their president, their king got angry and decided to bomb ISIS positions. Black people, we wait to be spoon-fed opportunities. Oh, I hate affirmative action. Oh, there has to be affirmative action to make... No, if you cannot fight your equality by proving you're a man, you die poor. White people have suffered. They walked... These people traveled. They were looking for a sea route to India by traveling west. They found Americas. They built it. The shimmering tall buildings, everything they planned it. Even if they had to have hired labor, it was in their brain. They built a civilization to be proud of. And we are just floundering and scratching. If black people are intelligent, why is Africa so poor? And it's not the same thing I said to Igbo people. If you're so smart, how come your villages look like, I don't know, something from alien movie? Because you people are lazy intellectually. Very, very poor and wretched. Obama should stop talking rubbish. That's not what he's saying. You cannot compare the barbarism of ISIS to that of Christianity or Christendom. It's impossible. You can't. There is no basis for comparison whatsoever. None whatsoever. People traveled during the Crusades to go and free Jerusalem. Look at Jerusalem today. To tell you that Islam is evil, they built mosques inside the temple of Solomon. When people read the Bible about how Solomon built the temple to Chukwuebiama, was there any mention of a mosque or Muhammad in the Bible when Solomon was building the temple? But after building it, they are like a Bilia Humanas initiative. After building the temple, Satan will always come. That's how I classify them. But they can never prevail. Israel will stand now and forever. USA promises the zoo greater help with Boko Haram if elections are not postponed. The USA, they want your population to be cut down. America knows, CIA knows very well, if this election goes ahead, men will die. But because they want to get the world population down, they're encouraging the zoo. Why don't you go and vote? Go and vote. Because they are somewhere eating hamburger, wishing all of you would die off anyway. Because the fewer there are of you, the greater access to oil they will have. But somehow common sense prevailed. Go ahead with these elections and men will die. Try it and see. And that is what some bad people in America want you to do. So they can cut down the world population. Since HIV/AIDS is not working, since Ebola didn't do the work, maybe war can do it. Maybe war can do it. The USA has promised to offer Zoo greater help with fighting Boko Haram if the elections are not postponed. I don't believe this news. I don't believe this news. Do you know why? It was written by a paper published by Bola Ahmed Tinubu, the financier of APC. The most corrupt politician since the history of the zoo. Civilian. Bola Ahmed Tinubu, Yoruba man. Yet they went, when a PDP accused him of being the most corrupt person, where did they get all their facts from? From Radio Biafra. In Abuja, call Abuja now and ask them, they are listening to us. Because they are blind. They have to listen to Radio Biafra to get all their facts straight. We don't have friends or enemies. We speak the truth. You may not like it. That is your business. But what they are saying, is it the truth? The answer is always yes. Which is rather very, very surprising. We continue this evening. We must go ahead. PVC distribution more successful in APC states because they want to rig election. No longer going to work. It is no longer going to work. A college has been shot in Kaduna as fire engulfs hostel. The zoo is burning. How I love this. And I'm so grateful that I'm here in my homeland, in my country, called Biafra, not in the zoo, to witness all these things myself. Working very hard for Biafra. I don't have any oil well. I have not cut any deal with the zoo government because they know what they will get if they come close to me. If you're close to Wazirika, tell him that. I have not betrayed my country. And can never betray my country. If you're strong, come outside and just go and swear and say, if I have ever betrayed my country before, Chukwuebiama, close down my family. It's just simple words, spoken words. People take the oath, they think it's just a... Chukwuebiama created this whole world with words that were spoken. That's all. Authorities of Shehu Idris College of Health Science Technology, Makrafi, Kaduna State, have shut its main campus following a fire outbreak in the female hostel. The news agency of the zoo learned that the fire destroyed 25 rooms in the female hostel Block B, maybe owned by Wazirike. You know, he's a specialist in building hostels. On Friday evening, and so left 200 students without accommodation. The provost of the college, Mr. Musa Garab Abdullahi, told newsmen on Saturday that the college had been closed and examination suspended. We have already started the first semester examination, which we are supposed to have completed on Wednesday, February 12th, but this ugly incident happened. We decided to shut the main campus and examination suspended till further notice, only in the zoo. Exam suspended. I don't know how there could be a fire outbreak in a house built with brick and mortar only, where the wood content, the combustible content in the house is less than 15%. That is why houses don't burn easily, because everything is concrete. Concrete cannot just burn like that. Resist pressure from security agencies. Now it is too late because they have now postponed the elections. These are people sponsored by APC. Boko Haram is small but financially secure. This is for those of you who don't want to contribute towards the defense fund. Without funding, you cannot do anything. Boko Haram is an example. You cannot wage any war without funding. Unubidotu, do something now, let us see. Because you don't know how war occurs or how it happens. We have studied it. If you don't have any funds, easy, well, it's like everybody want to copy. That there are some things we are now doing, we're not telling you on air. That is why we cannot come out every day to tell what we, if we announce it now, these Awusa-born police informants, these people who are so wretched, they will copy and start doing it. Nobody was broadcasting on our platform the way we are doing it until we came on board to broadcast. Everybody said, now every idiot wants to broadcast. If we tell them what we are doing on the ground, they want to copy. They copy it and they'll start spoiling everything for us. Boko Haram is financially secure. That is why they can hold Borno. That is why they can harass the CDOs in Adamawa and Ninjobe. The same thing has. We are no exception. We are no exception. That is something we are doing. We did today in Owerri that has never been done before. And those who attended are under strict orders never to say a word to anybody. And they won't say it. Because one strike and you're out. No forgiveness. No pity. No mercy. One step you make, one mistake you make, he can't come close. We are not here to tolerate mistakes from people. Never. That concludes our news presentation this very evening to allow us enough time to take as many calls as possible. This is Radio Biafra. For those of you joining us for the very first time, we welcome each and every one of you. This is your platform. This is your radio station. For goodness sake, we are Radio Biafra. There is none like us. None like Radio Biafra. Here we explain news to people that it makes sense to them. Now that our lines are open, we will be able to take your calls wherever you are. We welcome you. And I will once again give you the telephone numbers with which you can get hold of us. In fact, the calls are coming in. If Barrister can come back and join me, he is more than welcome to do so. If Barrister can come back to join me, he is more than welcome to do so. They have started calling already. We must go to them. The caller on the phone, Hello? Can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Solomon Chukwemeke Elo. I'm calling from Aba.
From Aba, are you listening to Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6?
Yes, I'm listening via CHK.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to commend you for what you are doing.
Thank you very much.
In fact, I can't express the way I feel each time I hear your voice.
Thank you.
So keep on doing what you are doing. I pray that Chukwu Adeyemo will strengthen you, guide and protect you in all you are doing.
You say.
Director, I want to use this opportunity to announce to people around Osisioma and Ariare, Ekapara, Abai, World Bank, that we'll be having our meeting tomorrow. So, everybody are listening from, let them, those that are interested, let them call this number, 080-377-1601. Or 080-9128-2794. So let them call the number. I repeat the number again. 080-6377-1601. Or 080-9128-2794. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
May God be with you.
And be with you as well. Our people are now assembling. CHK is in Aba. People are now assembling. CHK is in Omuahere. Something is happening there. In Okigwe, everywhere, people are now beginning to discover the truth. Very simple solution to a very complex problem. Truth is all you need. And then all your problems are solved. This is Radio Biafra. I must continue. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Turn your system down, please. I encourage you to turn your system down. Can you hear me? Yes, please. Good evening. Your name and where you are?
My name is Kennedy. I'm calling from Istanbul, Turkey.
From Istanbul, Turkey. Please go ahead.
Director, you know, when I hear your voice, I don't know how I feel. You know? Sometimes, you know, people don't underestimate you. You are ordained by God. I'm so much happy to hear your voice. Each time you speak, you know, people will not recognize your presence because you are not general overseer, but I see you beyond general overseer of a church. And now you are general overseer of the welfare of this Biafran restoration project. I thank God for your life, Director. I thank God so much for your life. You are not ordinary. You are super natural. God will bless you, Director.
And you too.
You know, these things you are doing, and you are, whenever you say something on Radio Biafra, maybe it will take 2 days, 3 days, 1 week, and it will come to pass. And some people, because this is predicting that there will be no election, you are saying it, and when I say to people there will be no election, they say, forget these people, they are saying nothing. They are saying nonsense. And this a man stand on the other and say, there will be no election. Who is he? You know, but people will not see what you see before you say such a thing. You know, I thank God for your life, Director. God will bless you. God will bless you. And your strength is coming from God. And I am hereby to decree that anybody that will plan for your downfall will never live to see tomorrow.
You say?
Anybody that will plot any evil against you or against this, our struggle, against this restoration of Biafra, will never live to see tomorrow. Because good things, people like to destroy good things, but your own will be more protected by God. Anyone that will try to take your life untimely will die before you.
You see?
So God will bless you, my Director.
And
as
you
I
too.
Decree, so shall it be. You will always live to see Biafra come in your own time. Not
you
tomorrow.
See?
Not next tomorrow, but it will come. And as we march, God will protect you. God will protect the armies of Biafra. God will do everything to secure them. And at the end, when we finish this battle and come back, we'll count our armies. None of them will be missing. And I pray that God will always be. Thank you, my Director, and remain blessed.
Thank you very much, and well spoken. Thank you very much. I have a caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? They are not paying attention, are they? No, they are not. I don't expect them to. Sometimes they do this. This is Radio Biafra. I have a caller on the line. Can you hear me?
From Skype?
Yes, on Skype. Can you hear me?
Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Your name and where you're calling us from, please, if you may.
I'm using my friend's Skype number to call you, but I'm calling from Holland.
From Holland. What happened to your own Skype number?
I didn't have any Skype number, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
I didn't have any Skype address.
That's okay. Please go ahead.
Sir, because I was telling my friend that I knew you long time, not even from this Radio Biafra. I knew you the first time when you came out from Ben TV, when you were talking about Biafra.
That is correct.
Okay. Because I was telling my friend about you, so he was saying lie that I should forget about you. I tell him that you are real. I really believe in you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And go and tell your friend that today they have postponed the elections and these elections will not hold. Tell your friend.
I told him that whatever you said is coming from God. It's not about just talking. That whatever you say, whenever what you hear from this Radio Biafra, everybody should believe that is what is happening.
Exactly. They must understand that. Tell them to understand it because Chukwu Abiama asked me to come and not man.
Chukwu Abiama did. That, sir, because I'm a member of the branch here in Holland. I'm trying my best to talk to some people, but you know how our people is. It's very difficult to convince them because of sometimes they only believe on what they see at first. It's just like when they see mostly people from the Igbos, when they see a little, how will I say, the little something that maybe that can give them some comfort for the moment, they will just believe on that. But that is not really what God wants from us.
Exactly.
God had a good plan for us. That
My dear brother.
I just say continue. May your days be long, sir.
And yours as well. And yours.
Okay,
well.
Sir.
Thank you very much. Oh, may Chukwu Abiyama bless sir. You. May him bless you. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they are no longer there. Please, our lines are open. You can call us if you do. Please, we will take your call. I don't know why we don't get that many calls on this other line. The line of +234 816 861 3291. I don't know what is wrong there. I don't know why we don't get as many calls as we should on that very line. Our universal line is also open. +44 208 133 9976. +44 208 133 9976. That line is open. And also our Skype is open as well. Please, Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
Of course, I'm talking to you, yes.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is Obey Green. I am from Omaha, India, Belgium, but I'm calling from India.
From India. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to thank God for your life. I also want to use this opportunity to encourage our people worldwide, Biafrans worldwide. I want to thank Biafrans worldwide. I also want to use this opportunity to thank God who made it possible for you to be going from strength to strength with your wisdom to carry on this big project. And I just want to use this opportunity to tell our people that there is nothing you have said in this platform that has not come true. And your efforts so far, or coupled with the efforts of the IPOB worldwide, is shaking the foundation of Nigeria. Because there is nothing you have said that has not come to pass. And if this problem started to this level now, there is nothing that is that Nigeria plan that is working. So I want to encourage you as more. I want to say more grace to your people. And as well, I want to use this opportunity to now announce our meeting there in North Delhi Zone by tomorrow. And please, our people in North Delhi Zone, I am calling upon you because I will be having a serious meeting tomorrow by the same time, but not the same thing. So our meeting will be coming up tomorrow by 5 p.m. And we are the beginning of this meeting has for exchange slightly. Yeah, meeting by tomorrow at Frank Naga. Just if you are coming from any part of North Delhi, you stop at Frank Naga by Bangalore Colony, or you can call the number of our coordinator, zone coordinator here in North Delhi. The number is 987-356-0412. I repeat, 987-356-0416. Director, I pray that God will keep on blessing you, increasing your wisdom, and also protecting you to Biafra is being restored. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, my brother, and may Chukwu Abiyama be with you and bless you as well. We have callers all over the place because this is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Confirm your name and where you're talking to us from, if you may.
The Lion of the Tribe of Biafra, I greet you.
You will live long.
My name is Igwenime Jesus Christ, Benson Obodo.
Thank you.
Hello?
Thank you very much. The world is listening. Thank you very much. Where are you calling from? Exactly where are you based?
I'm calling from Odigbo, River State.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening because we are live to the rest of humanity. Go ahead.
I just want to encourage you. I want to thank you for what you are doing for the African people. I pray that Chukwu Abiyama will continue to bless and guide you. And I pray that the African will come and you will see the African. Not
said,
after. You will see the African live.
He said.
All of us, we are expecting to see Biafra. We are waiting for the day that the Chukwu Abiyama has destined for us to witness Biafra. I greet you, my Lord. You are our Lord. You are great.
Thank you. You are very kind.
God bless you.
Thank you. And may Chukwu Abiyama also be with you. Thank you very, very much. Our lines are going crazy here. We expect it to. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
That's Awolem Tadeus from Bano.
Thank you very much. You're welcome to the program. There will be no election, as we said, on this platform. It has been confirmed. Yes. Please go ahead.
Yes, it has confirmed there's no election. All what you said have happened. God bless you, my Director.
Bless you too.
All the people from Bano are very happy today. They are listening to Radio Biafra right now in my village.
That's very good. Very, very good. Very, very good. I am also delighted. And I cannot thank you enough for all the wonderful work you have continued to do. You must assemble them. You must assemble them. We need the very best men. Our work is not done. Postponing election or abandoning it is rubbish. We must march this very year, as I said. I want our enemies to understand that anything I say comes to pass. This year, we must march. This very year, we must march.
I saw one useless politician who was trying to come to my home today to share some trash. I asked him to go and sit down. There will be no election here today. Wherever he is now, he is not hearing my voice. That's what I said has happened.
There is no election. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you, my dear brother. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The one on Skype, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Hello, hello.
Are you in a bar? Are you in a drinking parlor?
No, I'm not in a drinking parlor.
Then tell everybody to keep quiet because this is Radio Biafra. The world is listening.
I know it's Radio Biafra. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Turn your system down. Turn it down, please. The world is listening. Turn it down.
Okay. Are you hearing me now?
I can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead.
It's Patrick calling from Italy.
Turn your system down. I can hear myself on the background. Turn your system down if you can.
Okay. Are you hearing me now?
I can hear you, but I can still hear my voice saying turn your system down on the background. I can hear you very well. You need to turn your system down or else it interferes with what we are doing.
Are you hearing me now?
It's better. Go ahead, please. Confirm your name once again and the city you're calling from in Italy.
I'm Mike. I'm calling for city Parma in Italy.
Mike, what is your father's name? Ahanagobogene. Mike, who?
The why I called, because I heard that you said election is already postponed in Nigeria. I'm very, very happy to hear that. Because Biafra will take place in Nigeria. Because that thing will come to pass. I believe in you, sir. The work you are doing, God will strengthen you in Jesus' name.
Amen. But Mike, what is your father's name? Ahanagobogene.
Let me give my friend. My friend wants to talk to you and to.
He doesn't have a father.
Hello.
Hello, please.
Oh.
Do you have a father? I need your father's name, please, before your own name. What is your name and your father's name? Exactly. They can no longer speak. I don't need cowards on Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Kanu. Onyisiama Faruku Ibeku, that's where I come from. And I am in Biafra and broadcasting. I don't know why. Why are people scared? You claim you want Biafra. You cannot say your father's name. I don't understand it. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, my director.
Yes, please.
Good evening.
Good evening. Give us your name, please, and your father's name, if you can.
My name is Anthony Nzubeshi Bebunam. I'm calling from India.
From India. The caller on +44208.
Hello,
hold on a second. Nzube, hold on. The caller on the phone +44208133-9976. Stay on the line. Don't disengage. Stay where you are. Go ahead, Nzube. Okay. Go ahead. Nzube, go ahead. I can hear you. Nzube, go ahead on Skype. Go ahead.
Okay, by the letter. By the letter, I want to thank you for your good work. Today, when I learned the news that the election has been postponed, I was very, very shocked. I said, whether you are a prophet, because when I started listening to the you've been saying it, you are dancing that there must, the election must not be held. The election must not hold. I said, Immediately I see it today, I say, ah, this man, are you a prophet? Try my to convince our people, but sometimes they don't know what is happening to our people. We all believe what we see before we believe. I told you this opportunity to tell all the Biafrans all over the world that listen to this radio. We should take this thing very serious. It's not most of our Igbo people, most of Igbo people. Anytime that we see something in our hand, anytime we see small money, we'll believe and forget about future, forget about tomorrow. What you are fighting for is what will benefit our children, our unborn child will benefit. Let's come out together and fight for this thing, not to leave it for one person. I'll rest my case here, my director. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Amechukwu Abiama, bless you too. Thank you very much. I have a caller on our universal line. Can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Director.
Yes, I am talking to you. Your name and where you are. The caller on the phone, +44208133-9976.
Yeah, director, good evening.
Good evening.
Is that from my side, director?
My goodness me. I am talking to you because you're
okay, good evening. Good evening, director. Mazi David Mba from Wilmington, Wishia.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, director. All you have said are coming real. I want to share something with you, experience I had 2 days ago. I remember the day I announced my number on the air, you told me that some idiots will call me.
Of course.
2 days ago, somebody called me with a private number. The number was concealed. He asked me, the Biafra we are trying to speak about, am I sure everything will be real? How will I assure him that what Ojukwu did not achieve, will achieve it this time? Director, I started first by telling him now that we have indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, but that between 1967 and 70, the Biafrans were only at the eastern part of the country. And that was why they were able to be blocked up and marginalized. I told him also that we have our voices heard all over the world through the Radio Biafra. I told him also that the people that have started the journey before you, Nnamdi Kanu, have felt like Owazirike. Then he came again. I know he will be hearing my voice now. He came again and told me that you are rude, that you call the country zoo, you call them monkey, apes and chimpanzees. I told him that as long as they cannot reason, the difference between human beings and animals is the reasoning ability God infused in human. But as long as they cannot reason, they behave the same way as animals. But there's one other thing he mentioned, that you discriminate about those that was at Rimewe. I laughed. I have wanted to ask my young one. I told him that you are using a very beautiful colored language, dear, that I will remember that between 1968, 70, 71, what we were saying was a gaba. Ndende gaba trimewe. Numwa inile bakrunda wasamba. Wenda kowe bomwa nende gaba. So, abrola, awasa trimewe diwe yiwe. How will he feel? Mwana nola be gaba trimewe. So, director, you are doing the right job. We need no other person other than you. God has appointed you. God has ordained your mission. God is your strength. God is your power. God will protect you. God will bless you. God will encourage you. And by and low, Biafra will be real this time. Already, Nigeria is in crisis. I remember he pointed out, how can we go to war without bloodshed? I asked him, in Nigeria now, are there no bloodshed?
Exactly.
He couldn't answer that. You see, at a point, he rounded up and saying, Mr. Mpa, I cannot thank you enough. I am going to tidy up in my office. I'll call you back again. But for 2 days now, I've not heard about him. So I know he'll be hearing my voice. If he was a bitter and he was not feeling fine that you were telling them that I was on Turimewe, I have given the real name, what we call them, Bonde Gaba. Egaba Turimewe, so let them stay clear. Biafra will come, and the real people of Biafra will fight for Biafra, and we get Biafra. Director, more grace to your able. God is your strength.
Thank you very much, and good night to you, Mother Brother. Thank you very much for that. Thank you. I have a caller on the phone. Can this caller hear me? The one on Skype, stay where you are. We are Radio Biafra. We are live on this 7th of February, 2015, the day they announced there will be no election in the zoo. Please go ahead.
I'm
talking to you. Yes, the caller on the phone. You are on the phone. Please go ahead.
Good evening, my commander.
Good evening, my dear brother.
And good evening, my fellow dear friends all over the world. My name is Amadeus Chukwuma Ekeze from our local government, Biafra Land. I'm calling from Ibibi, Tuzalizia. Director, please permit me to announce our meeting tomorrow.
Go ahead.
The indigenous people of Biafra in transition zone, we hold their meeting tomorrow at Omela Church Hall, Treviso, time 4 p.m. If you want to contact us, I want to drop the number of our coordinator, Ifeanyi Abazi, on air. So people around Treviso, we call him and they shoot direction for the place of our meeting. The number is 333-433-0143-2. I repeat, 333-433-0143-2. Or people around Sambura di Piave, Portogallo, Boventa di Piave, I want to release the number of PRO on air. People around this vicinity can call so that they will be directed to our venue of our meeting. The number of PRO is 351-007-2362. I repeat, 351-007-2362. If you call these numbers, you'll be directed to the venue of our meeting. We meet Biafras, not Igbos, but all those worshippers, those who can come and bring distraction on what we are doing. We are serious of what we are doing. Please, if you like what we are doing, call this number, you'll be directed. You are welcome. Director, I thank you for your good work and our people at home. You people are making us proud, and we promise that we outside here will make you proud. We never fail you. We still fight Biafra until Biafra is restored. We will not slack back. We will never retreat, and we will never surrender. Director, keep on keeping on, as each and every one will say. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. And may Chukwuma Abiama bless you too. I believe that there is a caller on Skype. Are you still there? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We are going to the phone line to see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director.
Please, your name and where you are. The world is listening.
Yeah. Yeah, good evening. My name is Comrade Chukwu Odiogun.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm very happy to be hearing your voice every night. I want to commend you. I want to tell you that God is behind you. I appreciate your good work. As we are talking now, Nigeria is afraid of us.
They have to be. Because we have come with hell. They should be afraid, honestly speaking. They should be afraid.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Nigeria is very much afraid of us. They thought Biafra is dead. But thank God today we are alive. The whole world is hearing our voice. I am very proud to be hearing the radio Biafra again. After some years, they tried to frustrate the radio station. They bribed some of our people to make sure that the radio station was stopped. But thank God, through the effort of you, Director Nnamdi Kanu, the radio Biafra station is now alive. So I am very proud. I am very, very happy of you. Thank God, and I appreciate your good work. Thank you very much, and a good evening to you.
Thank you, my dear brother, and good evening to you as well. This is Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and the world is listening. By way of recap this evening, in case you're just joining us, this is our live presentation, not recorded, but live. That is why here in Biafra land, the time now here is 10:15 p.m. in the evening, 10:15 p.m. in the evening, and the rest of humanity is listening because we are live, we are direct. There is nothing we cannot do. Nothing we cannot do. Not because we have any strength. I said something to all of you before. Here we call the name of Chukwu Abiam. Today we don't write what we say. We are led by the Spirit. But those of them who are of this very world do not understand what we are doing. Those, if you're born by Awosa man, only Awosa to Imeri, you cannot see what we are seeing. If you are corrupt, you cannot see what we are seeing. If you are a liar, only Nekuokuasi, you cannot see what we are seeing. Even if you do, you will not have the conviction to speak it. 2015, this year, heaven knows that the zoo is finished. What bothers me is the number of people that will die in the process. That is what gives me pain. Because men will die, I can tell you that. The only way to avoid it is by people coming together, using this opportunity to convene a panel made up of international experts that will ask people, what do you want to do with yourselves? Divide this very zoo that the British created. God did not create Nigeria. A man did. His name is Frederick Lugard. He is the creator of Nigeria. And a nation is something so important that to tell you what a nation means, look at Israel. God created Israel. Chukwu Abiam did. Not man. Chukwu Abiam did. Every ancient nation in the world was created by Chukwu Abiam. Even in America, that is so recent, they even had to say in their own currency or on the currency, because I have to be grammatically correct all the time. School, we are educated. On American currency, you have "In God We Trust," not in man. And therefore, I ask you as a Nigerian, how can you trust Frederick Lugard? What man made? It's man made. You have seen it's collapsed. Nation building is a divine process. That is why Chukwu Abiam even told Abraham to leave the awe of the Chaldees. You must leave this nation and go somewhere else where I'm sending you to. Not created by man. Man did not create Egypt. Man did not create Libya. No, nobody did. These are ancient... Oh, man. This OG black people. People don't understand. Only heaven can create a nation and not man. That is why every man made, even South Africa, there is no place called South Africa. You have the Zulus, you have the Xhosas, you have people all over the place. Look at South Africa today. Is it not crumbling? Africans must, black people must be matured enough to sit down and say, this experiment, this guinea pig or guinea pigs that white people turned us into, we can no longer handle it. Awosa should be able to look me in the eye and say, I am with you because of oil. And then say, can we keep still having this oil, even if you go? And we can say yes to them. And give them oil. What is oil? Because we need our economy to be developed to be able to buy our goods and services. So it's in our interest for them to have oil for free if need be. We can give our oil. It doesn't matter. We can give Yoruba oil. It doesn't matter. The economy will grow. They will buy. They will come here into Biafra and to buy goods and finished manufactured products. So you get the money back. But then they'll be comfortable. They won't be eating themselves. People must understand that. That we are learned. We know what we are doing. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. And as I said before, if you keep calling upon the names of Chukwu Abiyama all the time in truth and honesty, there is no way he has names, not just name. Chukwu Abiyama is his proper name. Our cousins, the Hebrews, call him Yahweh. Others, Elohim, depending on how you want to praise and adore him. So he has many names. But here, he's Chukwu Abiyama. He shows us things that people cannot see. This is 2015. When I speak, I say, Deyanam Pempa Kukwo, write it down on a piece of paper. The zoo comes to an end this year. I'm telling you. There will be no election. They will keep postponing it until they come to the realization that America must understand this. Those of them pushing for Nigeria to be one, people will die here. I'm telling the Americans what is going to happen before it happens. Many more people will perish here unless we are allowed to go our separate ways. British people, they are not God. Only God in heaven can create a nation and not man. Frederick Lugard is not my God. Therefore, I am not answerable to a country that he created. I am a Biafran. And Chukwu Abiyama made Biafra. That is why we are over 5,000 years old. I said 5,000 years old. Not somebody told me. I'm talking about scientific research. Science and research. Biafra has been in existence for over 5,000 years. Verifiable. We must continue because heaven is watching and listening. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. I have a caller on this other line as well. Let me go and speak to them. But first of all, let us go and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Of course, I can hear you, man. The channel.
Thank you very much. Please, your name and where you're calling us from, if you may.
Always, like it has been. My name is Shaden Mada, calling from Hong Kong.
From Hong Kong. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
You said something that motivated me. You said, Hebrew call him Yahweh. We, the Biafran people, call him Chukwu Abiyama.
Of course.
You please tell me more names that we can call him. All I want is to exalt the name of Chukwu Abiyama. I just want to praise him. Because what is happening right now is not our doing. It's not what man is doing. Because he, the Chukwu Abiyama that created heaven and earth, is doing something. And we are his followers. We are here to adore him. Please, Nandi Karano, you are more educated than I am. I'm well much educated. I live in Hong Kong and I'm okay. But the point is that, can you tell me more name that I can use to adore him in different language? Because Chinese call him Sandy. Chinese mainland, I'm talking about Mandarin, they call him Sandy. And a lot of people call him different names. Tell me more names that I can use to exalt my God before I start saying what I have to say.
Where do we start from? Let us start from the Hebrew perspective. He has too many names. A name that is unspeakable. That is why they don't even say it. But his name is Yahweh. His name is Jehovah Jireh. His name is Elohim. His name is El Shaddai. He is Jehovah Nissi. He is also Chukwu Okike. Ekekreli Gwenowa. I don't know where you want me to start nor to stop. but this year we honor him. This year we say to Chukwu Abiyama, you must remember your promise to your children. We are useless. We Biafran people are hopeless. We are not worthy to be called your children, but for the sake of your word, you created this earth with your word, spoken word. In fact, the entire universe with word that you spoke. Because of that, you don't go back on your word. You have given us your promise in the book of Deuteronomy that if we come back to you, you will return us to our greatness. We have come back to you to recognize you as the only entity worthy of worship, because in the book of Exodus chapter 20, you will not worship anything else apart from me. I am jealous. Understand that I am jealous. It doesn't matter what it is. You will not kneel or bow before any image or creature. I am the Lord of hosts. That's what I call him in English. Find out the meaning of that particular phrase. Lord of hosts. Chineke nanku su nilenke ndiaga. People must understand that Chukwu Abiyama is God. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. Our gospel must be preached, because even heaven itself is listening. Chukwu Abiyama, you will help us. Give us the strength and the courage to burn this place down this year. We will burn it. Because after burning it down, then we'll rebuild it. A place that is worthy, because there is so much filth. There is so much, I don't know, rubbish about this very place. It needs to be cleansed properly. This is Biafra, of course. They say you mix religion with politics. No, we don't mix religion with politics. This is Biafra we're talking about. Not like any other country. We are not like any other country. We are who we are because heaven determined that we should come here to worship Chukwu Abiyama and nobody else. And that is what we are doing. And that is what we must continue to do until the end of time. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We must welcome you. We must welcome you. I am going over to the line to go and take this very call. And please, wherever you are, your name and where you come from is important. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, my director. Good evening.
Good evening, my dear brother. Please confirm your name and where you're calling us from, please.
My name once is Okraf, Michael Okraf. I'm calling from Owerri West.
Thank you. Go ahead.
My director, please, I want to comment on something. Yesterday, a brother called that he cannot listen to Radio Biafra through FM. I don't know if he's listening tonight. Please, Radio Biafra is on stage K 97.6, loud and clear here in Owerri West. A place like Ihiagwa, Nekedi, Ezobodo, Umepune, Ema Abiam, Umuagwa, so 97.6 is on tonight. I'm advising him to tune in this night and listen to Radio Biafra through FM. My director, once again, I want to thank you for your announcement that there will be no election here in Nigeria, and it's true. What you have said has happened. A lot of people, I met one of my friends who is a strong member of PDP. I was telling him tonight that the election had been postponed. He said, no. That the election was to be held on Saturday. I said, okay. I told him I had it from Radio Biafra this night that the election had been postponed. He said, it's a lie until when he listened to 10 o'clock news this night. I said, okay, you will get it there. So, my brother, thank you for the good work you are doing for us. We are very, very happy with you, and we are continuing to remain with you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. I have a caller on Skype. This caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please. Your name and where you are. I'm talking to you. The caller on Skype, your name and where you are, please.
Are you talking to me, Director?
Yes, I'm talking to you.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. My name is Olisemeke Nwafanyebuna.
Olisemeke, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Where are you calling from? Yes,
I'm calling from France, but I live in France. I'm calling from France.
From France, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So, Director, I want to thank you for good work you have been doing for us. Anyway, today is my first time calling.
Yes, and you're welcome to the program.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you very well, loud and clear. We can, the world, yes, if I can so hear you, it means the world can hear you. I can hear you. Thank you.
But I've listened to Radio Biafra for, let me say, for 1 year now.
For 1 year. That's good. That's very good.
So the reason why I called this evening is that because I could remember last time when we were saying that there will not be election in Nigeria, you know. So, and I was telling my wife, how can this be true? How can there will not be election in Nigeria? I usually mean this, but let me see if this will come to pass, because I've been watching all your program and whatever you said here always come to pass, you know. So I was surprised that this news came this evening that they have already postponed the election. So I was so surprised, and I feel so happy because you are our brother, you know, and he says something, and whatever he said will be coming to pass. And that make us to know that, that's sure that Biafra will really come to pass, you know, that we surely restore the situation of Biafra.
Of course. No? Biafra is coming. Who doesn't know that? Of course it's coming.
Yeah, so, and I also want to thank every Biafran's family all over the world for all they are contributing and all the effort they are making by trying to at least do one thing or another. Anyway, I haven't been in the family of Biafra, but I have contributed something because I'm really interested in Biafra, because I'm from Okanot, you know.
Yes.
And all my, in fact, just like you always say that there's people that they have blood of Biafra. When you see them, you know that they are Biafra.
Of course.
You know, and I have seen any family, but I have contributed something at least when they are talking of to pay $100. I have to do that and pay it and send it to our brother, and he confirm it and he write me that I have received it. I do it because I know that we really need it. We have been suffering in Europe. We are in Europe really, but in this Europe where we live is people that make it to be nice. At least I live here. I know the life of here is very nice. We enjoy it. But it's people that still make it to be okay for us. But because if they couldn't do that way, nobody would come be living here, enjoyment, everything you can enjoy. In fact, we are living a better life here. But people at home, they are suffering. You hear me, director?
Of course, loud and clear. The world is, once I can hear you, so, the whole world is hearing you. Okay. So go ahead.
So our brothers at home, they are suffering. And we are here in Europe, we are enjoying, because anybody that is here and God is blessing you, you know that, yes, you are enjoying here, you know, and the people at home, they are suffering. So we need to do something as we, God have appointed you now to help us. So everybody we have to come together to make sure that we are first stand.
Of course. Thank you. Let me ask you a question. Which part of France are you in?
Okay, I'm in Paris.
You're in Paris area. So now that...
But I'm not living in France. I live in Sweden, but I just came for...
Oh, you came to... Okay, you just traveled. Okay. Okay. When you go back to Switzerland, when are you going back to Switzerland?
And when I finish my program, I never finish my program, but I'll soon go back to Switzerland.
Okay. Whilst you are there, if you're in Switzerland, if you're in France, whilst you're there, you will help to also organize our people in the area that you're in. The area of Paris that you're in, you will also help to put our people together. They must understand that we have come to do this work for each and everybody, including those yet to be born. That day might be free. Yeah. That day might rise up and say, I am a very special human being. I am a Biafran because I am directly descended from heaven. Not many people can say that. That Chukwu Abiam, not many people can come out and say that, you know, our people don't know how lucky they are. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. People don't know how lucky they are, our people. How many people on this earth can come out and say that Chukwu Abiam, the creator of the heaven and the earth, is their father? Eh? Chukwu Dubem, Mwachukwu, Chinedu, Chukwu Nomso, Chiamaka. My goodness me. That is, why do you think I'm upset with Ohaneze? You don't know who you are. You don't know who you are. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. Let us go to Skype once again. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening, my dear brother.
My name is Uchen Boswell, calling from Dakar, Senegal.
From Dakar, Senegal. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, yeah, Director, I want to commend on your good work you've been doing for our country, Biafra. I want to say thank you very much, and may Chukwuebema continue to bless and strengthen you in everything you are doing. Everything you are doing, God is in control and God is with you. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment in anywhere shall be condemned by Chukwuebema in the name of Jesus. So, sir, I really believe on everything you have been saying. Likewise, when you used to tell us that election in Nigeria will not hold on, that they must postpone the election, I leave everything you said because I know that you are truly God sent. God truly sent you. You didn't just come on your own. It's God, the Spirit of God is directing you in everything you are doing. And the Lord will continue to direct you. I believe everything, every single thing that you have been saying in this platform. And I have never seen a university or a school that is greater than this platform, because I have really learned a lot from this platform, both the ones I know and the ones I don't know. Right from the day you told us that if anything happens to you, that you will hold Chukwuebema responsible. That day, I believed every single thing that you have been saying. And I know that the God that sent you will never let you down. I just want to, there is a verse in the Bible I want you to read for our people so that they will understand what the Lord is telling us. So that's our 10 verse 7. Verse 7, yes, 14 verse 7, 2 Chronicles 14, 7, or 7, 14. I guess that. So if you read it, everybody will understand what we are talking about, and they will also know what you have been
Give us the verse. Hold on a second. I want the verse again from the Bible that you talked about. What is it?
The Second Chronicle chapter 14, verse 7 said that if those who are called by my name will humble themselves and come and draw closer to me, and turn away from their wicked ways, that I will heal their lands and bless them abundantly, according to that verse. So I want our people to turn away from their wicked ways our people are so bad. They are hypocrites. They don't join one hands together. They don't join their hearts together. They always like to disappoint their fellow others. Whenever they have gathered for them to, for them to organize themselves and move on to fight for this freedom, they always like to backslide, They always like to backslide because of material things and so many things going on in their life. That is not the way.
As it was Rike slid back like a dangerous snake from pursuing Biafra to pursuing wealth. Akonobankowa, the wife of Lot, comes to mind. And as I said, vultures will eat his flesh. He will be alive to see that Biafra will come and then the idiot will die.
Exactly.
People must understand what Biafra... Thank you very much, my dear brother. You must understand what Biafra stands for. Biafra stands for the kingdom of God upon the face of the earth. We may be black people from West Africa or resident in West Africa now, but I want you to go back to our Lord's Prayer. When Yeshua was praying, I keep reminding people of this all the time. Those who don't know God, go back and recite the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. People don't know the meaning of hallowed. People don't understand. I can't teach this very issue now. I'll teach some other time. Go through our Lord's Prayer. You will see what it means to offer praise to heaven. You don't understand, do you? if my people, meaning if Biafrans who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will restore their inheritance. So that's what I mean, I will heal their land. This land is broken. Ali Bujaranja, very dirty, filthy, wicked, evil place. The rest of Biafra land are full of idiots. I met a man yesterday and he was trying to, no, 2 days ago. He was trying to educate me. I said to him, he said, I'm from Eche, I'm an Eche man. I said, that means you're an Igbo man. I was in his business, he's a pharmacist. I was telling him this in his pharmacy. I said, an Igbo man. He said, we speak Igbo, that I'm very close to the president general of World Igbo Congress. I stay with him, I dine with him. We have this secret meeting where all of us meet together, all of us from the former Eastern region. I said, you mean all of you Igbo people? He said, no. I said, why did you change your Igbo to Oyibo? Long story. Bright was with me. This man, I said it to his face. I said to him, you sound like somebody that was trained with stolen money. He said, what do you, my father was, I said, from abandoned property in Port Harcourt. I said to him, this is my work. I am the director of Radio Biafra. He said, oh, Biafra, my brother, I don't think we can break the, I don't want this country to break. I said, because of stolen properties in Iguacha. Stolen. Some of you, we are trained on stolen properties. That is why you don't want Biafra. Because when Biafra comes, you will see the foolishness of your ways with your two naked eyes. That is why. I said, he changed Obibo to Oyibo. He said, in the olden days, the grandmother said to him, it used to be called Oyiribo. The people, Igbo people used to settle there. It's called Oyiribo. And then after a while, it becomes Oyibo. By God, just rubbish. I said to him that when the white man came from here, from Iguacha here. They came in from two ways. One of them came from the west, from Lagos. Some came from the south here. Having dropped at Iguacha, they moved up. And they were, you know, missionaries writing down names. There is no way and a white man could have gotten it wrong. A white man wrote down the name of the place as Obibo. He said, no, it used to be a forest and Igbo people would come down and settle. And I said, you are Eche, which means you are Igwere. Igwere meaning that you are Igbo. He said, yes, we speak the... You know, people are, you know, you look at them and you ask yourself, who are these? Because of stolen money, it goes to the notion from abandoned property. But after I finished with him, he said he would like to see me again. And he will. And we continue this very gospel. Stealing does not solve anything. Being honest is the only way forward. Chukwu Abiamah will reveal things to you. I said we are incorruptible. That is why I said to my brother, I will hold Chukwu Abiamah responsible. Any day he calls me, I will go. But I have a work. You asked me to come and do this work. You cannot bring me halfway and then stop. We are here to preach. Without you and your help, Chukwu Abiamah, in heaven, and without the work we are doing here, the world will not know your name. That your name is Chukwu Abiamah. People come close to you and they know you because you are God. Who can do it if not Radio Biafra? That is why you must bless us. That is where Biafra... If, look at people today, heaven, when Biafra comes, oh my goodness, we go to a quarry, we will go to Ebonyi and to Lokpanta. We will cut 3 types of stones to represent the 3 families you have all over the world. The Hebrews, the Ethiopians, and we Biafrans. We will cut black marble, we will cut... People must understand that. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? I have a caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, please, raise your voice for us. The world is listening. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are?
Yes, am I on to my prophet, Nnamdi Kanu?
You are on to my very humble self. Hello? I am not a prophet. I'm a Nnamdi Kanu. Yes, please. Yes, you are. Yes, go ahead. Hello?
I'm sorry, my elbow. I must call you a prophet because all your words has come to pass. That is why I must call you a prophet.
You are kind. Thank you very much. Please go ahead. We've lost him because the line was not strong enough, but we shall try again. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes. Am I speaking with Director?
Yes, you are. Please, your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Chimezie Ubojek. I'm calling from Russia.
From Russia, thank you very much. Please go ahead. St. Petersburg in Russia. Go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I'm very, very happy for your words and what you say in Radio Biafra. It has not been long when I started listening to Russia Biafran radio. And I was very, very happy when I heard that Nigerian election will not hold. And they always tell us that in Radio Biafra. So today, my friend called me and said, Chimezie, they said in Radio Biafra that Nigerian election will not hold. I was doubting until when I found out the truth, both in Facebook and any other contact. I was very, very happy to hear that. And may Chukwu Abiyama guide you and protect you for what you are doing for us. And we pray that Chukwu Abiyama will most surely bring Biafra to us. And we shall surely go back to our land, because Nigeria,
of course, the zoo
does not mean for us as a Biafra. We are Biafra. The whole world knows that we are Biafra. And that zone can never stand more. That the problem must continue until we get Biafra. And you that see? Is my word. For the whole Biafrans hearing my word this night, let them be in mind that Biafra must surely come, and it has come already. And we believe in God, Chukwu Abiyama. So shall it
be. See?
May the God, Chukwu Abiyama, bless you and guide you and give you more strength and more power, more knowledge and understanding to follow this to the end. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. Thank you, my dear brother. There are calls all over the place. I don't know. I know that our brother from Hong Kong is still listening. We shall go to him in a minute. But let's go to the phone. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Thank you very much,
sir. I have a caller on the phone. Can you please turn your system down? There is a time delay. The speed of sound is 850 miles per hour from here to London and then back into outer space and up to you. Very, 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 I wouldn't say slow. It's fast enough, I think, about 7 seconds.
Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you now, please. Your name and where you are.
Okay, my name is Anya Michael. I'm calling from Akweze. Akweze is a town in Anambra State.
Can you
hear me, sir?
Loud and clear, so is the whole world. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much, sir. I want to make it snappy because of my limited credit. We held our meeting last week at Oka, those in Anambra State. The only thing I want to keep in based on the election postponement, based on the news I was listening to my satellite this evening, France 24, and Press TV. Exactly the reason, the major reason why this election was postponed is simply because of insecurity, especially in the part of the north. Number two is massive disenfranchisement of voters, those who registered, who could not vote. According to the information, 70 million was registered according to Jega, but 40 million was collected their PVC. Now, based on this, I want to ask the chief of staff of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, that is Goodluck Jonathan. If election is postponed, this election is postponed because of insecurity in the north. Now, they have shifted it for some weeks to conduct this election. Now, what is the guarantee Mr. President is giving the entire world that this insecurity problem in the north will be faced within 3 weeks? That is the question I'm asking Mr. President. There's no way this thing can be possible. It's better we tell ourselves the truth. Nigeria, I think the one Mr. President wanted to do some time ago when he called national conference is to tell Nigerians, let us discuss how we do this together. But at the end of the day, He said that there's a no-go area. That is anything that will bring in the disability of this country. That is where he made a great mistake. And that is the main problem we are having in this country. Nigeria is not one. We are saying we are a nation, but we are not a nation. Nigeria is a multi-nation. So how can this thing be possible? It can never be possible. And we all know that this thing can never work. It's better we go separately, as we are before Lord Vidar killing. So my question I'm just asking to you, because based on from common sense, Nigeria that works. Now, if Buhari now failed, maybe as in the president won by majority vote, because there are two major reasons to determine for somebody to be a president. One, you must win the third majority of the 36 states, including federal capital territory. Then, and in the highest number of votes. Hello, sir, are you hearing me, sir?
The world is listening. Go ahead. I seldom interrupt.
Okay,
please go ahead.
Okay, so now, if Buhari now, as in the president won, by majority, the highest number of votes. Now, Mr. President, now, can he ask, do you know that Mr. Buhari will go to war because of this three states that your election is not conducted? So this is very simple mathematics that it can never work. Nigeria is at war. There's no way he can't hold the election in three states. Do you know the number of local governments? In three states, and you are telling me that the election is free and fair, and somebody whom you defeated will just accept it like that. You can never, we are just deceiving ourselves. So, my brother, Nnamdi, you are doing a wonderful job. I don't have much to say, but keep on. We are with you.
Thank you very much.
Hello,
thank
sir.
You. Yes, my dear brother. Thank you very much. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you too. May Chukwu Abiyama bless you. And thank you for calling Radio Biafra. We are live, we are direct, and the whole world is listening. When I say the whole world is, people don't follow me. I said in Abuja, Jonathan is listening now. Boni on the phone, Kogwagi. This is Radio Biafra, the caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you, Director. This is Philip. I'm calling from LMA here in River State.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, Director, I appreciate what the kind of job we are doing to the Biafrans all over the world. Now, it's the Biafrans that have discovered the truth. So, look at what happened today. All the things I've been telling them about the election. Some of our Igbo brothers that told them about the Biafrans, the struggle of Biafra, they will not be seeing it as a serious issue. But today, what happened today shows them that all the things you have been telling them on radio station, I mean, the radio message, is currently good. So, Director, I want to say something about the church. The church that the Yorubas, Hausas, are currently and using it and the stealing money and the confusing our people in our land today. Director?
Yes.
The Yorubas cause poverty in Biafra land. It's the Yorubas that bring poverty in Biafra land. And what they did, they now initiate church. That's where the Biafrans will come and they find the solution of the poverty. When they come, they will tell them that when you do this, then the money will come. How can you tell somebody that maybe you know that you have 50,000 goods in your shop? Then they will tell you that after when you are coming to their church, they will do a magic for you. Then the thing will be selling millions of naira in their shop. So can you imagine? So is the Yorubas that cause poverty in Biafra land and the houses. Now, today, they use church now and confusing our people. So I want to use this opportunity now, use this radio media now, and tell all the Biafrans of the whole world to stop all those church, I don't know how I position it so that they will understand it. Church have made them not to recognize where they're coming from. I didn't tell anybody not to go to church, but those Yorubas and the mostly the
from Edo down there. When you check in the different land today, all those churches, all those they call church. You know how much they make like tomorrow being Sunday now. You know how much that will leave different land here to Yoruba land? Huh? So I don't know why our people can choose to Yoruba people now using their brain and drinking Gary. Then you call yourself an Igbo man that you have sense, but the Yoruba man are using you.
I've said it before, Philip, and I'll say it again to the hearing of everybody. Any Biafran person attending a Yoruba church is an idiot. If by tomorrow you attend Winners Chapel, all these rubbish Yoruba criminal enterprises, you are not a child of God. A Yoruba person should be kneeling down in front of you to receive blessing. You are a child of God. A Yoruba person, half of their family is Islam. Half said they converted. They opened the church. Our people are so foolish. Every blessed day. That goes to show you are not as sensible as you claim you are. You know, there is a type of Igbo man sense which I don't like. I call it the sense of Nnamdi Azikiwe. And what's his name? Nzogwu. You think you're smart, but in the end you lose, which goes to show you are not smart anyway. Nnamdi Azikiwe had the opportunity to divide the zoo. Mazin Bono Ojike warned him in 1953. NCNC Constitution. Make sure you put in NCNC Constitution that anybody who wants to leave the zoo can do so. I say, no, it's Pan-Africa. Pan-Africa is one in the Aran and the people who cannot reason properly. Who told you the same person with a Fulani person? You know Maasai people, the Maasai Mara. You know those tall, handsome, dark people from Maasai, the Maasai people of Kenya. Are you the same people as them? So why did you get all this nonsense? Africa is, we are one. You are one with who? Good on you and who is one? With Fulani. Do I look like a cattle header from somewhere? Natchina mama a nomad? Do I lead a nomadic life? Do I ride camel? How can I be one with somebody who owns a camel? People don't reason. You know, black. Oh, we are black. We are black. We are one. Talking garbage. You're a child of God. From heaven itself. A child descended from the sun. That is why you answer Anyanwu. You come from the eye of the sun itself. You are light. You go and kneel before darkness to receive. Listen. There are people making our lives hell here in Biafra land. There are those that believe in one Nigeria. The other group are those that attend Yoruba churches. You people are bringing curse upon us. You people are the ones laying curse upon our people because of Egike and what happened in Biafra. Because your brother is a local pastor somewhere in a Yoruba church. I travel through. I see a deflation of House on the Rock. I see Winners Chapel. I see what is that idiotic church with four aircrafts? You people are giving them money in the Yoruba. Are they the children of God? The answer is no. Were they circumcised on the eighth day after they were born? The answer is no. And that is a covenant between us and heaven. After Abraham's circumcision, it was said, every male child on the eighth day will be circumcised. Biblical edict from the Bible. Then you go and kneel before somebody who is not even circumcised. You're not even sure. Pastor Nebukadnezar. They say, oh, behold, all things have passed away. Who told you that? People talk so much rubbish. All things have passed. This is a covenant with God, not with man. They claim they know the people. Just look at where they are. To render your beggar, they believe in one. Stupid people. This is Radio Biafra. We tell you the truth. If you don't like it, you go and hang yourself somewhere. We must continue. The caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Yes, director. It's Philip back. I did not finish before you cut it.
Please, 1 minute. Hurry up so we can take other calls. Go ahead.
Thank you, director. Director, this year. As we are preparing to march to save our land and to tell the world that yes, we are still living. I will want to use this media now to tell all the Igbos and the Biafrans all over the world. This is not a cock and bull story that people will come and talk in the Japan or drink all day. This is something this is the war that everybody should be prepared. When you are telling some of our people, they feel like fearful. But when it happen, it will concern everybody. We are ready and we are prepared to march front this year. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much, Philip. Thank you. The work continues. I can confirm somebody has just written to me. Let me see his name. I want to see his name before. Amaechi Ichibozo. Director, my people are listening now on CHK in Owerri. Now, he said in Owerri. I want those of you in Owerri to check, please, for CHK. He said he called his people and they're getting it. I need to, which part of Owerri, Amaechi Ichibozo, which part of Owerri is it? I need to know. Which part of Owerri are you talking about? I need to know. CHK is in Omaha, they confirmed. Has he gone to Owerri, a main town? We know we are in Owerri West. I know that. Has the signal gotten into Owerri? Chukwa Abiyama, Jizaki, I need a signal. This is Radio Biafra. We are formidable. Why are we formidable? Because we recognize that we are descended from heaven. I will not kneel in front of any Yoruba pastor. I'm not drunk. And I'm not mad. I'm not mad. You don't see an Israelite go and kneel before any buffoon to receive blessing when they are the personification of the glory of God on earth. Is it because we live in thatch houses and mud houses? Is that what you think? Is that what you think? If you don't know who you are, know who I am. I am a child of heaven. A child of heaven. As simple as that. And this is Radio Biafra. I must thank you all for having listened to us today. But I know, let me see if the brother is still there. He is still there. My goodness me. This is called dedication. Our dear brother from Hong Kong, can you hear me? Can you hear me? If you can hear me, you must come back to me. Can you hear me? The caller from Hong Kong, you've been waiting for a very long time. Can you hear me? I don't think so. He cannot. I don't think he can. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me, please? Can you hear me, the caller on Skype?
Yeah, I can hear you, Director. Good evening, Director.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Please turn your system down. Your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chinemere Mubamadu.
And
I am calling from Germany.
From Germany. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Director Gadreknama.
Maguma. And you too.
May your rain never cease.
You say?
Director, each time I hear your voice, I get that's open at the moment. I get excited.
You are kind.
I am telling you. Director, I just want to use this opportunity to give my brothers and my sisters a word. The thing is this, that I have found out that it is an cause to see an Awusa man to rule an Igbo man. It is a cause. Just let them go and think about it. We have to come together. We are the light. We are the light of the world. No doubt about it. Because any place you enter, even in Nigeria, they always say it, that any place that an Igbo man enter, there is nothing there. They must make sure that things must surely come out from that place. So we are the light. You have said it, finish. And it is better for us now, the earlier is the better, for us to come back together and know that we are the light of the world. No doubt about it. So let all our brothers and sisters, let them just go and think about this thing, that we are the light. And we have to come together and take what belongs to us. Thank you very much, Director. And may God bless you.
And may Chukwa Abiyama bless you as well. Thank you very much for that. We have a caller on the line. Let us see if we can take their call. No. We couldn't quite take it. We couldn't quite make that very call. Let's go to the other line and see who is there. Oh my goodness. Everywhere there are calls. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No, we cannot hear from them. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Of course, I can hear you, my director, Nandekano.
Thank you very much. I thought I was able to raise you. You were holding on for a very long time, but I'm sure you were listening. Yeah. I can understand that. Please go ahead and conclude for us.
I was actually talking. I thought I was on air, and I didn't know that it was all that I was on waiting. But the point is that I've said a lot of things when I was in the spirit to say it, but I still have to say something anyway. Listen, Obasanjo, when Obasanjo was in power, Obasanjo, the former president of the zoo called Nigeria anyway, he went to a country that I will not mention, and we welcomed him. And he was surprised to see that all the people that he sees there, we are all Igbo people. And do you know his statement when he came back to the to Nigeria anyway?
No.
He said that any country that you go to and you don't find Igbo people there, that you better leave that country, that place, not that no human can survive there. Do you know why? Because we are children of the light.
Of course.
Because we are the enlightened people. You know, in olden days, I search about history and I follow the history and I find out that in 1950, 40, 30 something, our people have started talking English language in our own land, in different land. When we 1 hour ago, you know? In those days, we don't even wear clothes, you know? We wear, you know what it is. And, fortunately, sorry, I jumped into things. My name is Chidi Mado. I'm calling from Hong Kong, actually.
Exactly.
I live in Hong Kong.
Yes.
I used to live in China anyway. And I went to prison in China. I suffered in Chinese prison in the hand of the communist country, the communist police. That is where I written, and I was asking myself, what am I doing here? I have a country that has everything. What does China have? They had nothing. But I am living in their country, trying to survive in their country, which I have my own country. We am supposed to establish myself because I have a lot of things that I can put into power, that I can give in to get more. But I am living in another man's country. Then they see me as a kind of nuisance, a kind of liability to their country. You know? So what I'm trying to say is that in Biafra land, I must commend you for what you are doing, but anyway, I'm not going to thank you because it's not my duty to thank you. It's not my duty to tell you that God will protect you, blah, 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 blah. You started this work a very long time, and who is protecting you? It's the Almighty God. So whatever I say doesn't make any meaning. If you are meant to be killed before you finish this work, you'll be killed the next this particular moment that I'm speaking with you. But you are still alive and you are still doing it. That means you are still going to see Biafra come true. Biafra will come on your own watch. Biafra will come. Whether we believe it or not, you predicted a lot of things and they are happening. Boko Haram, persuaded of the election will not hold. A lot of things, and it's already happening. So they confirmed it. I was going through the news because all I do is to stay online, blog, and all that. I can confirm that they have postponed the day of the election. See, it's almost 6 o'clock in the morning in Hong Kong, you know. But in the other land, it's still night. I have confirmed that the election has been postponed. Then, let's just think about things that are happening.
all the things we've been trying to educate our people in Radio Biafra, and our people are learning. I believe that they are learning. You don't want to blame our people. The last time I called you, off media. I told you that you should reduce the way that sometimes you are very aggressive the way you speak. I am not against the way you speak, but sometimes you should be kind on our people, because our people, they don't know. A lot of the common man, how many of us have traveled abroad? Yeah, I know that a lot of people have traveled abroad. We are exposed, we know a lot of things, but how many of us are at home? People that are at home, they don't know what is happening. They don't know anything. They don't even know how British came. They don't even know anything at all. They are just the kind of interviews in the field, and they don't know anything. But they are just following what they know. So you are there to educate them. The Radio Biafra is there to educate them, to let them know what's on board, what we are doing, where we are going. And that's exactly what matters. I want to say some certain things. You know, there are some people in our place who are enlightened. They have traveled. They know everything. But just because of according to your article, I've been a member for a very long time. Things like that. You know, the things they take and put in their pocket to feed their family, to fly abroad and live luxurious life, make them people like Ohana Ndibo and the rest of them, King Ndibo, Oba Ndibo, and the Ishin Ndibo. They all know what they are bearing there. What do? They sell, they connive with clearing agents. Hello, Nandi, are you still hearing me?
I can hear you very well. I'm listening to you. Please go ahead. If I'm not, I will let you know.
Exactly. Thank you. Please, I'm going to take a little time, but not much. What they do is, in Lagos, I said in Aspanda for a very long time. Aspanda is a market that is built in Lagos State along the Mbarago Expressway. It's one of the largest markets in West Africa. No matter how they try to turn it around, but it's the largest. It was built by Biafran people. And when the market is being opened, Ojukwu came there. I own the shop there. When Ojukwu came there, do you know what Ojukwu said? You should be like goats. And you are going to regret what you are doing today. Ojukwu is dead. And today, when Biafra comes into existence, that our people have to live on our own land, we that built that Asanda market, we come to regret it. But it is nothing to compare with what we are going to gain in the effort land. Because a lot of people believe that I have two buildings in Lagos. I have properties in Lagos, for real. You understand? Everyone has. But it doesn't matter.
Yes.
I'm trying to sell mine, to be frank with you. But nobody wants to buy it because everybody knows what is about to come. Nobody will buy any property because they know that you are going to leave it. But it doesn't matter. All I want is to be in my own land in Eziagu, in Enugu State. I want more than that. I relax in my own land. Now I'm not coming with my friends. Although if I have maybe $10,000, there is a way I can invest it in a civilized land, and that money can feed me, take care of me and my children and my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. From there, if they go to school and they focus, from there they can arise. As long as they happen to find out that their father participated in any way to see that their land, their foreign land, comes into existence. What am I saying? I'm trying to say that we know that our problem is that we are Christians. We don't believe in taking lives. We don't believe in killing people. Killing as in a kind of a genocide or mass killing. We believe in actualizing what we want to do. We try to save as much life as we can. I understand the project, but the point is that
only way to wake the Assam people up is if there is a big explosion in Enugu that takes life, like maybe 100 people die in Enugu.
No, we are not like that. As you know, but as you know, we can't do that. We are not terrorists and we can never be.
It's just a kind of expression, okay? I know. We will never do that. We will never do that. But I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Because I know a lot of people are listening. Then we say that this guy is an idiot. He's bringing your uncle. That's why he's fucking bullshit. But you know what I'm saying? I'm saying this for our people to wake up. Because when people start dying like that, you know why people emerge? If Tuku never went dead, Tuku had a lot of properties in Lagos, in Yoruba land. And his father was the richest black man at his own time. Tuku never wanted Biafra to emerge. But because all the chiefs, that was when we had unmentored camp chiefs. Not the useless people that call them Buhari Oguago because he killed Igbo people, they called him Oguago. I'm talking about when we had the red cap chiefs in our land. We have been practicing democracy even before the white man came. We've been worshipping the Almighty God before they came. For example, we have our shrine in those days. My uncle, my father. And after all, they have their shrine. Then the Europeans came and they told us that these shrines, they are idol worshipping. And they brought statues. And we are worshipping the same statue. What is the difference between those statues and what our ancestors worship? We called Tuku Abiyama in our own time. And that's the same Tuku Abiyama that we are calling today. So what is the difference? We've been practicing democracy before the Europeans came. What is it that they taught us? They only taught us how to read and write. That's all. So why are people being able to read? Because we embrace, we try to learn, we embrace whatever, you know, we like to learn. That is one thing about Igbo people. That is one thing about different people, I must say.
And yes. So sometimes, you will conclude for us because we have seriously overrun. One more minute, please, madam.
One more
minute. Go ahead.
I know. So what I have to say is that, Nandi, you are doing. I cannot thank you. I will never thank you. You are not. You are not doing anything. You are doing it for yourself. You are doing it for your life. You are doing it for your people. But one thing I assure you is that God the Almighty will give us strength to see it to the end. Because Biafra, look at what is happening. Nigeria is dead. It's dying. I'm saying it all over the place. Instagram, everywhere I'm writing it, Biafra is dead and it's dead. I'm sorry, Nigeria is dead and it's dead. That is the end of Nigeria. And Biafra must emerge. So my brother, please proceed. Whoever that wants to say anything, let them say, well, let's say whatever, we don't care.
Thank
you so much, my brother.
Thank you. And well spoken. He had to be on the line for nearly an hour, holding and waiting to finish what he had to say. That was why we gave him the leeway that we did. Thank you very much, my dear brother. We have people calling, but we can no longer take your calls. But I give you one assurance, there will be a broadcast in the morning. There will be an AM broadcast in the morning. That is guaranteed. That is 8 AM here. There will be Sunday worship here. Although it's the wrong date, which is on a Sunday, or the wrong day rather, a Sunday. But here we shall attempt, as always, to worship Tuku Abiyama tomorrow morning. Morning service will be here on Radio Biafra, 8 AM in the morning, and I will host it. We must worship heaven in truth and honesty. There will be no election. Any day they hold elections here, men will die. and the zoo will come to an end. They understand it. 2015 is the year that the Lord has made for the zoo to come to an end. There is nothing man can do about it. The zoo is indeed finished. To those who don't understand us, to those who are new, to those who are not in possession of descending spirit, you will struggle when we tell you that to us, Biafra is not just a country, it is our religion. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain each and every one of you and your families. But more importantly, this same Chukwa Biama will bless Biafra and keep Professor Innocent Odenigbo, whom today we all said goodbye to. But in the midst of all of this, Chukwa Biama will preserve Biafra for the sake of Odenigbo and for the sake of us all, including the 6 million that died. 1 million children amongst them. I thank you once again for listening. Go out and tell your people that in Nekede, in Owerri, people are listening to Radio Biafra via CHK 97.6. All over the place, tell them to install satellite. Tell them to participate. Tell them to join the IPOB family nearest to them. Tell them that we don't need too many people. We need only those ordained by heaven to come and serve this very cause for which we are dedicated. Because we don't lie, we don't cheat. We do not prevaricate, we don't retreat, and we don't surrender. There will be no election. In Biafra land, there will not be. Be rest assured. We are ready. Are you ready to support us? Please be. Thank you very much once again for listening. And join me in the morning, 8 a.m. here in Biafra land. From me, from here, it is simply good evening. Let's be your throne.